I had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Details.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Review, an overview, if you will, of the charts that are created by the folks at Talkers Magazine every week. You know, the countdowns, the music countdowns that you hear on all the formats. Every weekend, there are big countdown shows, the countdown of the big AC and country music and rock and whatever else. So we cleverly decided about 23 years ago, Michael Harrison and I, that we were going to do a countdown of talk items, the news talk issues of the week, and so we've been doing it continually. Michael joins me later on. Right now, though, we have talk radio hosts involved in several different programs at different levels. From the DJV show, Jennifer Horn is here. She also is on the Morning Answer, KRLA in Los Angeles. She'll have some thoughts for us. We also have Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company, and Fast Rich McFadden is here from Radio America. We'll be joined by another talk radio star. We're actually going to do something that we haven't done. I don't know, Richie, in all the years we did the countdown, have we ever actually done part of a program with one of the hosts on the air, actually, while he was doing or she was doing her program on the air? I don't remember.
We did it with James Whale in London a couple of times when we had that right program with him across the pond. Yeah. But, not in a while.
All right, so we're going to do that with Harry Hurley, who hosts Hurley in the Morning.
I get it. I see what he did there.
Yeah.
Hurley in the Morning.
Get it?
That's slick.
Very humorous.
Anyway, he's a good guy. We'll be on with him in his program at the bottom of the hour. Right now, though, let's get to the list and some of the things that we ought to be talking about. Because Jennifer loves to and is very good at talking politics, understanding the points of view of both sides. The number one issue this week, Jen, is the party impeachment talk from the Dems and John Dean's testimony. I think I was absent, or at least paying no attention to John Dean, because it seems he's been yammering on for a while. I don't know.
You weren't the only one who was not paying attention to John Dean, because there was a helicopter crash in New York City on the afternoon of his testimony, and that took away a lot of media coverage. In fact, to the point where the Democrats were very upset that CNN and MSNBC didn't really offer coverage of that in favor of the helicopter crash. So I don't know how much of an impact.
CNN has never seen a crash. It didn't want to play over.
Yeah, I think it was kind of a lemon.
Did they say
for
Trump was behind the crash? Did they say
Trump? Probably,
like,
right?
He coordinated
the weather.
He hired a helicopter to wreck into the roof of a New York building.
Right. All right. Anyway, so the thing that floors me is how the Democrats, as clueless as they seem to be, and I say this not being someone who's a partisan, really, the Democrats are so clueless. Well, the Republicans, they're all clueless. When it comes to talk of impeachment, though, all they do is not only shoot themselves in the foot,
they amputate their foot. If they get impeachment, will do nothing for them except make sure that Trump gets reelected.
And pursue it if it's the right thing to do. But to bring in John Dean, who had nothing to do with the Mueller report, had nothing to do with investigating Trump, had nothing to do except act politically and draw correlations to Watergate, I don't know what that was about other than
it's hearsay,
a stage
gossip,
show.
BS. That's all it was. It was a stage show. You're right. Yeah. So anyway, let's move to the situation with immigration reform. Number two, there were a lot of stories floating around this week about the health and the well-being of these people, as if it was our responsibility to take care of people who have come to our border voluntarily. I don't get that it's our responsibility. We are humanitarians, and
well,
we do
is.
Like
when
to help
people.
When
they come in with Ebola, we have to deal with it because there's no other option. And that's what a lot of people don't realize, that Africans and groups that are not Central Americans are coming in because they're aware of how our system is set up right now. And they're coming in and they're sick. And so while, yeah, it may not be our problem to take care of them, you can't let a bunch of people with Ebola go running around. You actually have to deal with it.
What this underscores, and I like Richie and Victoria to weigh in on this as well, what it does is we're sending a message out that's clear to the rest of the world. So if we let all these Mexicans in and all the problems that they have, then we must obviously be happy to take people in, as you've just suggested, who have problems in Africa, problems in Asia. Let's just, everybody comes and we'll just storm the walls. And so that's what we have.
People from Africa aren't storming the walls, but they are flying
well,
in.
Coming here.
Well, they're wading across the Rio Grande because they come in through Mexico now. They know that's the easiest path.
Well, but here's the broken system, is that once somebody's in the country, we have no way of knowing.
Yeah.
They're just gone. They get off the grid, and it's over. They're in. They're done.
Yeah.
I mean, you know when you go to Europe, what hotel are you staying at? Okay, you move hotels. Okay, here's your passport, and they take your passport, and they track you everywhere you go, basically. Mm-hmm. We don't do that here. We need a system where when somebody comes into the country legally as a visitor, that we know where they are, because they land,
let's say you don't
get
go
off
to
a plane
hotel.
And go through immigration, they're a ghost.
Yeah, but let's just say they get in, they go buy a car, they get cash, buy a car, and start driving across the country. You're not going to know who they are, where the heck they are.
Right, that's what I'm saying. They're a ghost. Once they get in through immigration, it's it. They're in.
Well, and one of the issues, too, with the legislation that's on the books is that if you enter the country with a child, whether that's your child or anyone's child, whether you've known them for 5 minutes or their whole lives, you're not eligible for deportation anymore. And so Lindsey Graham this week was on the floor of the Senate giving a PowerPoint presentation saying, look, regardless of what you think about the wall, border crossings are going to go up. They're on track to be over 1 million people apprehended at the border. We're being overwhelmed. And they know how to work the system. We're actually incentivizing human traffickers and drug traffickers and coyotes to have people spend their life savings to be sold a bill of goods. They get to our border, and sometimes they're abused and assaulted. There's all sorts of things that go on here. And if they enter the country with a kid, whether it's their own or not, they are never eligible to be deported. So think about what message that sends out to people who want to do bad things at any cost.
Yeah. Victoria, what's your read on this?
I'm thinking about the children who are separated from their parents and the large number of children who are separated from their parents, and how we keep hearing about more and more children who are separated from their parents, and how it's like drawing teeth to get the correct number of children who've been separated from their parents. And I find that disturbing.
Disturbing how?
Because I think separating children from their parents, young children or medium-aged children from their parents, even if they've arrived illegally, do you not think that this is extremely traumatizing, Doug? And do you not think that this is a human rights issue? And do you not think that this is logically going to come back to bite everybody in 15 years' time in hearings?
Well,
I think we all agree with you there, but what do you think should be done about that?
I'm not even sure I agree.
I think you don't separate children from their parents.
I think it's the law right now.
Then you change the law.
Exactly. And Congress won't do it. And that's the real problem here, is that
Congress has to do it. And which side of Congress will not change the law whereby children cannot be separated from their parents? Congress has to agree. Congress has to work together. Congress has to be bipartisan.
Yeah,
and
good luck on
it's
that
as
one.
Simple
be,
as
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yeah right. whatever.
Yeah.
yeah. right. Did you hear what Victoria said? That was funny, right?
Right. Which one?
Yeah,
the Congress has to work together?
She made a joke.
And that's a joke. This is a joke.
It's a joke.
The whole thing.
I will tell you. The John Stewart smackdown.
Joke's on us. Yeah, that was very good.
He gave it to them in full force this week, and yeah. I would be curious to see whether it has any, whether they even care, because
well,
John Stewart basically said you're an embarrassment, and you should be ashamed of yourselves, and he just gave it to them, and I just sat there and I watched that whole thing, and I wondered do they really care?
Well, here's what's interesting to me about this is first of all, the House has passed something now, but this isn't the first rodeo. John Stewart has been on the Hill before. I've followed this for years now. John Stewart lobbied for this on his show, and he's been on the Colbert Report about it, when it was the Colbert Report, talking about this issue. Then he called for hearings on the Hill. He couldn't get a hearing on the Hill. And then he finally got a hearing. This isn't the first hearing on this. And he still couldn't get action. He was flanked by firefighters, and they were wandering and wandering out of the hearing. Now, to be fair to lawmakers, anybody who's been to hearings on the Hill, this is what they do. But this is a hearing on firefighters and other first responders who are dying.
And the money, if you didn't hear the story, what basically went on is Stewart went in as a New Yorker and chastised the congressional lack of leadership when it came to the insurance policies that are running out. The money to take care of these people who were the first responders is drying up. And they've sat on their hands or had their fingers in other places, their thumbs stuck someplace. And that's it. That's what their whole MO, that's their modus operandi, is to do nothing, blame everybody else, sound like the stupidos that they are. And we keep reelecting them. And so who's the stupid?
And if you want
look
to see
in the mirror.
If you want to see politicians just get smacked down, it's a good 5 minutes of smackdown.
Yeah, it is. It's a
you
great
know what's, what could make a big difference on this, and I really hope that it will, is that you've got a New Yorker in the White House.
Mm-hmm. Well, they don't exactly speak the same language, but, yeah.
It doesn't matter.
I mean, in this circumstance, he realizes, he knows, he was there, he gets it. So let's see. Yeah,
he hasn't said anything yet, and the hearing was this week. He's got advisors, and he's got talk radio on his side. So it's time for talk radio, I think, to start putting some pressure on President Trump that this is your issue.
Too bad we didn't know about this last week for the Talkers Convention. We could have made something out of Victoria during that conversation. All right, let's move to a way for all of you to consider staying healthy, getting healthy, being healthy, and it starts with what you weigh. You will, if you're overweight, you will not be healthy. It's that simple. Lose it, keep it off. That's what you want to do the natural way with Calitrin, which you can get by going to toploss.com. The special deal for those of you who will use the code DJV right now for Father's Day, get $10 off every bottle, $30 off a 90-day supply, and it continues. $10 off every bottle. Use DJV not only to save the money, but for free shipping as well. Toploss.com for Calitrin, the safe way to lose weight. Join Formula 14 from Sierra Sil. DJV listeners from all around the country are finding ache relief online at achefree.live. I've talked about Jane and what Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. Patricia, how Joint Formula 14 got her on her feet following knee replacement. What about you? Response has been so good. Free shipping has been held over for the entire month of June, even if you've tried glucosamine. Joint Formula 14 is really different. You'll get relief or you get your money back. Put away the over-the-counter pain pills. Lasting relief with Joint Formula 14 at achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Why are you living with your aches and pains? I don't do it anymore. You can feel better. Go online now to achefree.live. That's achefree.live for a special free shipping offer. Or call during business hours, 877-743-7720.
Do you think you can lose fat cells without dieting? Science says the answer is yes. It's not about a fast process, but when you give your body back what it needs, you can lose weight without having to diet. Calitrin is specially formulated to do exactly that and proven for healthy and safe weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin. So far I've lost 35 and 3/4 inches, and I've lost 45 pounds.
My name is Judy. I live in Newburgh, Indiana. I have lost 21 pounds. On Calitran. I really like it.
I had exercised and nothing made a difference, so I got the Calitran and I tried it and was amazed at how well Calitran really works, and it also took my hot flashes away, so it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Give your body back what it needs with Calitran. Check it out online at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS for Calitran's big sale. Again, that's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. North State Now is brought to you by Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, every Thursday night at 6 p.m., right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Mako is back with another great deal, giving your car that shiny new Mako makeover. They're having a tax time special. Get 33% off a standard paint package. Bring your tax refund to Mako and make that faded, scratched, and weathered paint job look great again at affordable prices. Get quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Mako Warranty. Mako accepts all insurance and offers financing OAC with interest-free loans for up to a year. Come in today for a free estimate. Mako, America's Body Shop, on Crossroads Drive or MakoReading.com. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Kunda for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time to continue our overview of the charts for the week of June 10th to the 14th, courtesy of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Rich McFadden. Victoria Jones is here from the D.C. Radio Company, and we are talking about the issues that have made it in the survey this week. The number three issue, I'm going to knock off a couple of these with your permission, Richie,
fire away.
I want to bring, when we bring Harry Hurley in here, I want to focus on a couple of things that are important to his audience as part of our discussion. Relationship with China and North Korea, I mean, there's nothing really new there that I can see unless I'm missing something.
Hong Kong protests are big.
In Hong Kong, yeah, that's true.
That's huge.
We didn't talk about that last week. So in terms of protesting, the impact, you want to explain, you want me to, Victoria, the reason that they're protesting?
Well, you explain, and I will weigh in with expertise. Yeah,
there's always been this itch that wants to be scratched over there. When Taiwan was basically taken, well, Hong Kong was taken by the Chinese, they said, this was an independent entity, and the Chinese government says, no, you're not, we're taking you. Now, what, Hong Kong's going to fight with China? They have no ability to fight back, so they just got lost. Taiwan, same kind of thing going on there. But so this week, you know, people in Hong Kong got upset because the Chinese are trying to put the screws to them even more. And so it has, and the United States, of course, weighs in on the side of Hong Kong, which doesn't, the Chinese government, not much liking that. So the you know, the whole situation's gotten heated and gotten a lot of attention, as well it ought to have. All right, so that's kind of what went on. The reason, Victoria?
Well, it's because Hong Kong, which used to be a British colony, has laws more similar to Britain. And when Britain sort of handed it back to China in 97, for 50 years, it was supposed to stay much more similar to British rule. Right. And after Xi Jinping, your friend, came into power, he started to put a very heavy hand on things, very heavy hand. And he wants to really pull them into line. And there's a new extradition law that's about to be brought in, and that's what these protests are about. And there are going to be protests all over the weekend, so people should be watching this. And I expect some of them will be violent. What this is if you are accused of certain crimes, and they could be trumped up crimes, of course, you can be extradited to China. Well, once you're in China, in their so-called legal system, you can disappear.
Right. Legal system is we're taking our back and shooting you because we don't like you. Right. So that's, it's a whole different world. This guy puts a nice face on himself, wears Western suits, nice ties and shirts, has a big smile, good haircut, but he's really not your cup of tea, not our cup of tea, not anybody's cup of tea is interested in freedom. And, so a couple of things we've already sort of talked about a little bit. The helicopter crash in New York, Richie, mentioned, I think Victoria did as well, really kind of strange. This guy wasn't even instrument rated, and he's out in a helicopter in the fog, can't see where the hell he's going, and he decides he's going to turn around and go back, but he doesn't know where he is. So instead of going back and following the river the way he might have, he goes somehow or other, heads for downtown, and ends up crashing into the top of a 44-story skyscraper. Can you imagine if he'd have been lower and that blade went into the side of the building instead of crashing on the top of what would have happened? Yeah. This guy died. Fortunately, he was the only one who got killed, but this could have been a unbelievable fiasco. So that's on people's mind. And then Richie mentioned John Stewart testifying on behalf of the first responders of September 11th, which was very, very poignant and made it actually deserves more attention than it got, frankly, I think. So we're going to come back in a moment, talk about the fate of Kellyanne Conway and Sarah Saunders. This is the Talk Radio Review. Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product, been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV. Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that patented fill inside my pillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Come on, let's sit down together. I could stay here forever. Friendly smiles, family and friends, place piled high with happiness. Black bear sign, it feels like home to me. Can't explain it, you just have to see. Hey, hey, black bear feels like home.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the Diabetes Prevention Program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
The decline of moral values in American culture seems to be in sync with the rejection of the teachings of mainstream American churches. According to churchathome.org, most Americans selecting none as their religious affiliation still believe in God, but are disillusioned with modern American Christianity. Churches are seen as too judgmental and too political and not relevant to solving the problems of modern life. We at Pacific Justice Institute work to combat this false perception by showing how real Christianity can practically and lovingly solve problems through the integration of law, politics, and faith.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here, the eternal optimist. And I say that because some of these stories are fairly negative, the stuff we cover every week here on the Countdown. But I have the official list focus on David Ortiz and the shooting in the Dominican Republic. It is at 10. Number 9, artificial intelligence getting our attention. Abortion laws at number 8. John Stewart testifying in Congress at number 7. The New York City helicopter crash, number 6. The presidential race, number 5. The Trump foreign campaign controversy, intelligence controversy, number 3 is what's going on in China. with the Hong Kong protests. Number two, immigration reform. Man, this is never going to go away. And impeachment talk, some of the silly stuff. In my mind, that's what it is, kind of silly. That's number one in the story list this week from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. 34 after the hour. Now, we're going to do something that we haven't done. Rich McFadden and I were talking about when we did this last. That is actually put a person who is a noted talk radio personality on the air live to do the countdown with us while he is doing his own program. And so I'm not sure how we blend all these, because the best part of being on the radio, especially doing a program like this, is that it's live and unrehearsed. So what we get is what we get. What I really wanted to do here is acknowledge a gentleman who has made fabulous contributions to local radio in Atlantic City. Harry Hurley does the morning program on WPG, which is the FM talk radio station in the market, actually on both FM at 95.5 and on the AM dial at 1450. Harry is one of the, I would say this in the most respectful way, one of the best of the old-time models. Richie, you probably agree with me on this. The way he does his program, the way people respect him, the way that the pieces fit together there are fabulous. He does so much for the community. He has inculcated himself since managing the Trump... What was the name of the Trump Casino? Was it called the Trump Casino in Atlantic City? That's where you first became known to me. Is that what it's called?
Right now, to the Doug Steffen program in markets all over America, local broadcasters, metro market broadcasters, nationally syndicated broadcasters, Sirius XM satellite radio broadcasters, you know that even if you won't admit it out loud, you know you want to be one of those 100. And there are thousands of people that do what we do, and there's only room for 100. I'm so proud to say that over the last several years, Doug and I have become friends because a mutual friend, that's what other friends do. They introduce their friends to special friends of theirs. And Mike Harrison introduced me to Doug Steffen.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's been a great joy for me to be able to call him friend.
Right. The crossover event is very special for me, Doug.
All right. So now we've both, and I said this while you were introducing me and introducing us together, we're doing what we call the Talk Radio Roundup, which is an important part of my broadcast week works that we have Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine on for an hour, and then I do conversation with some noted talk radio personalities. Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company is here, Rich McFadden from Radio America, and now because I do like to bring local hosts in and discuss some of the issues, we've invited you to do this. And I said in the introduction, you did a long introduction of me. I'm doing a long introduction of you. Basically, I praised you as being the epitome of what a good local host is all about. What, I don't know if supposed to do, I'm not sure that's the right way to refer to it, but you've taken your responsibilities so seriously and have become such an important part, an integral part of this community that you're in. And so I think I've given the audience around the country the intro to you and the radio station. So I think we've scratched each other's back enough.
Good.
So that we can get into some of the issues. And I guess I kind of want to, because this program plays on a couple of hundred stations around the country every weekend, and it does profile the hot hits in talk radio as determined by the research at Talkers Magazine. But when you do a local program, you have a little different nuance. Now, it may be that you talk some about what's going on in Washington or what's going on the border or what's going on around the world, but you have a special spin on it because you're expected to talk about these issues from the local point of view, but you're also expected to take on, and you do this so well, the issues that are important in your part of New Jersey. So I guess I'd be curious, and I think everybody else would be, just for the heck of it, what are the two or three big issues that you and your audience have been talking about this past week that affect you in Atlantic City and in New Jersey?
And I think you hit the nail on the head. And what we also find is we're not from another planet. The things that are important around the country are important here. The things that are important in your neck of the woods are important here. My program of more than 27 years is at times hyper-local, mm-hmm. at times a metro sort of driven atmosphere, and about half the program is a national type of perspective where I don't do it any differently than you would or Sean Hannity would or my friend Brian Kilmeade would. So about half the program is local to hyper-local, and half the program is national. If you say over the last week, as you know, Doug, I fill in for Fox News Radio, and I've been very, very pleased. It's been quite a bit over the past more than a year now. And on Wednesday of last week, I was filling in for Todd Starnes from 12 noon to 3 p.m. on all the Fox News syndicated radio networks. And what was initially said to be a small plane crash that quickly turned into a helicopter crash landing was happening in real time. And I hearken back, Doug, to September 11, 2001, when during my morning show shift, all of a sudden, right before the 9 o'clock break on September 11th, we hear a small plane has crashed into the World Trade Center. Soon after, that was corrected to a commercial airline plane, and the second plane, and the third plane, and the Pentagon, and the Western Pennsylvania. And I have to say, until we could get a handle that this was an accident, you can't help but go back. I was back in a 9/11/2001 mindset. So that's one issue. I've got to say that one because we were on in real time when it was going down. Yeah. So there's one.
Yeah. I remember, just as an aside, and McFadden will remember this as well, I was on the air doing the Good Day program at the time. You know, I've been doing a syndicated morning program. It's my 32nd year of doing what was originally a Good Day program, now called the DJV Show. That's not necessarily connected to our countdown, but it really gives me the broad background and conversation to be able to speak about some of these things intelligently. I remember staying on the air that morning at 8:46. A lady named Roberta Fasanelli was on the air with me, and she's in New York, and she's watching this on television. And then I turned on the TV, and Richie turned on. Because one of the things about this, the way I do it, Harry, is that I'm in one place, and the other people that are participating in the program are like you in different locations, and we put them all together. Yeah. So we looked at this, and it looked like a small plane at first, and then it just quickly went to a real serious situation. And so as you're blending the story about how you felt regarding the crash, then we focus the number seven issue this week on the countdown is John Stewart testifying before Congress, really berating them, appropriately so, on behalf of the responders, the first responders on September 11th, 2001. I wonder how you handled that in your conversation on your program and your station.
Doug, I'm so happy you asked, because that was the second item. If you said, and what's your second item, it is that. I'm so proud of John Stewart for what he did. Now, in fairness, there were only two members of the committee not there. It was a bigger room for a larger committee. However, his point was still fair, slightly inaccurate, but I know this. The perception is Stewart won. He carried the day.
Oh, yeah.
It's pure what he did. I usually disagree with him on many things, but I took the position. I led our program on the morning after he did what he did and said how proud of him I was, how much I agreed with what he did. I thought if we're talking about cutting funds from people dying from cancer, the gentleman that you can hardly hear because he's on his 69th round of chemo, that's probably not going to be with us very much longer, or scores of others dying from cancer and leukemia and mesothelioma, I, as a conservative talk show host, could not have been more proud or given more praise to John Stewart. I loved what he said. I loved how he dressed them down, and I couldn't be happier for what he did. And hopefully that kind of lashing that they took from him will have some effect, because he has the cachet to be able to do that kind of thing. And as somebody that typically disagrees with him in terms of his ideology and mine, he was spot on.
Well, one of the things that is a problem, I think, today, and you and I talked about that at dinner last Friday night, how we become so polarized. But to be specific about the John Stewart, the testimony and what's really going on, you got to wonder, as Americans, why? Why is this happening?
Yeah.
How is it that people are so absent from their job, their responsibility, they're so busy arguing about ideology in Washington that they're not doing their job? And so,
because they can't walk back to their district and go, see, look what I did for you. It only affects people in New York City, mm-hmm. and there's only one representative there that cares about it. The rest of them are looking out for their own or themselves.
The voice of Rich McFadden.
Spending. Sorry.
Yeah, no, Victoria, I wanted you to jump in on this, too. Go ahead.
It's money they can cut, and they can say, oh, we cut money.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, where is it appropriate? Are people paying attention? Do you find your listeners, Harry, to be more acutely focused on issues than the average bear? Do you think they're more aware of what's going on, either because they're interested or because they're listening to you, or maybe both?
Yes. I've often said I believe my listeners are in the top 1%, however you want to say it, if you want to say 99 percentile in a favorable way, because they take the time to listen. Some take the time to call in. They care enough to listen so that you know that they're probably someone who would be under the profile of a likely voter. I think that 99% of my listeners never miss a single election, whether at the local level or primary elections or any of that. Absolutely. I also want to say to what Rich said, spot on.
I want to, before we run out of time here, acknowledge some of the great things that you do. As I said, you didn't hear me early on when I was talking about you, but you are basically the best example, or one of the best examples in the country, of someone who takes his or her job seriously. That is, not just being on the air, but getting involved in the community. And sometimes I miss that, frankly. I've done local radio. The last time I really did it, I guess, well, more seriously, was when I was on KABC in Los Angeles a number of years ago. But I miss the local approach because I love doing things. When I was in Cincinnati, I did stuff like you running that charity golf open that has raised so much money. What did you raise? $800,000 in your...
Yes, sir.
I mean, that's fabulous stuff. And that's why you're there. And that's why you're as popular as you are. And you're a great example for other people around the country who are doing this, that are listening to this program right now. We can't forget why we're here. We're here to engage. We're here to enlighten. We're here to have some fun. We're here to do all kinds of things that are part of the human condition, the human element. And so I just pay great tribute and homage to you as a guy who gets it done, who's been doing this for a long time, and you got a lot of starch left in you. You're a credit to New Jersey and to our business, and so I was happy to have you on as a part of our talk radio review here. Harry Hurley, in the morning on WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM in Atlantic City. Harry, my hat is off to you. Thank you for being here. It's nice to be able to blend the shows together and have a little bit of fun. We'll have to do it again sometime. Harry Hurley, 48 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Can you imagine going to jail and losing everything? Having your book banned? Sounds kind of crazy, doesn't it? Well, there's a fellow named Charles Pixley, and that's exactly what happened after he discovered a product called 714X and organized a team of doctors to do research and test it. In his book, Do No Harm with 714X, Pixley asked what happened to the healing arts in America. Cancer alone has become a big business. Is the FDA and Big Pharma holding back treatments and cures to protect their multi-billion dollar diagnosis and treatment businesses? After decades of research, months in prison, and 22 years of silence, Charles Pixley is speaking out again. His book, Do No Harm with 714X. You can get a copy of it for $10 when you use the promo code DJV at 714xbook.com. That's 714xbook.com, promo code DJV. Education is the best medicine. Our overview of lists. Don't we all just love lists? We have lists when we go to the grocery store. We have lists of the things we have to do today. Well, the folks Talk is Magazine have a list as well. They prepare, after listening to lots of talk radio programs and hosts around the country, the 10 most talked about items, or, well, and the people, too. On the people list, David Ortiz is at 10. Jon Stewart is at 9. Kellyanne Conway, number 8. Kim Jong-un at 7. Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris tied at 6. Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders at 5. Robert Mueller is still in the list. He's at number 4, even. John Dean is at 3. Nancy Pelosi at number 2. The back and forth frickin' frack stuff between her and Trump this week was pretty interesting. And the number 1 personality, the person most talked about, as you can imagine, the president, Donald Trump. That's number 1. He is number 1 on our people list. And that's the story from the folks at Talkers Magazine here on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
BNT Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the 2 exclusive offers that they have at BNT Satellite. Call 241-3474. 241-DISH.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Shasta District Fair opens noon tomorrow.
Today is your last chance to purchase advance passes on daily entrance tickets and ride all-day carnival wristbands and save.
Tomorrow is Action News Now $1 Wednesday for all patrons and Waterworks Park Kids Day with free admission for kids 12 and under.
Pick up your coupon for carnival wristband discount in the main fair office.
Daily entertainment with hypnotists.
Comedy and kids entertainment galore.
Shasta District Fair, gates open at noon tomorrow.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders 2 exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH, and find out more from BNT Satellite.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for our top 5 overview of the hot hits in technology. The report from Victoria Keelan, the thing she's been reporting on actually all week long, here summarized in the top 5. We start at number 5 with a kind of interesting news from Amazon. I guess that's the best adjective I come up with, Victoria. Interesting.
Yeah. Well, Amazon is finding a way to get its rewards credit card into the hands of more people. And so what they've done is they have partnered with Synchrony Financial, and it's they're launching a program called Amazon Credit Builder. So this is for people who have really bad credit scores or people who are considered to be underbanked or unbanked, meaning that they don't have a bank account. And so this new Amazon card is a secured card. So if you open with a $500 deposit, then you have a $500 credit limit. And the nice thing is, the new card that they're, this new secured card gives you all the same perks as the Amazon reward card. You still get 5% back on cash purchases and things like that. And you can also graduate out of this once you demonstrate an ability to pay your bill on time. So this is in the Amazon Credit Builder. If you go to apply for the Amazon credit card, if you don't get approved for that, it will automatically prompt you to go to the Amazon Credit Builder instead.
Right. All right, there you go. Number four, interesting reality on Steven Spielberg and what he's doing now. This is a really interesting how this takes place technologically. Very interesting.
This was very kind of cool news this week from Steven Spielberg. He's writing a horror series that's meant to be watched on smartphones. But the twist is you'll only be able to watch it when it's dark outside. It's called Spielberg's After Dark. It will play out over 10 to 12 episodes exclusively on Quibi, which is a new app that's short for Quick Bites. That has been started by Jeffrey Katzenberg, the former Disney exec. And it is only going to be watched on smartphones. And so it will only be available at night, and this will be the internal clock of your phone will unlock this Quibi content for you, which is pretty cool. And so the clock will appear in the app, and that it will count down until the moment that the sun disappears. Then you'll be able to watch the Spielberg show, and as soon as it's light out again, it goes away. And so Quibi is going to launch in 2020, in the spring of 2020. They have a few little things that are going to be launching before that, but it will cost $4.99 a month for the ad-supported version and $7.99 a month for ad-free.
There you go. Number three on our way to number one on our overview of the hot hits from the world of technology, the hack that took place in the Philadelphia court system, or at least their online system.
Yep, Philadelphia is still dealing with this. This has been several weeks now, and it's kind of just leaking out to the mainstream media. But the Philadelphia courts have had a horrible problem with a big hack that basically spread malware throughout their computers, so they had to shut down the entire system so it wouldn't spread further. And in the meantime, this is creating lots of havoc. People can't report to jury duty. They don't know if they need to report to jury duty. The court system is trying to answer questions on Twitter. It's pretty much a huge mess. And Baltimore is also still dealing with the ransomware attack that they had a couple months ago. So this is something that is prompting a lot of conversation amongst major cities. How can they protect themselves? And then once they are attacked, how do you properly deal with it?
Number two, a Google alert. Google, I love saying that word. Google.
Yeah, Google is updating its SOS alerts with more real-time information about areas affected by natural disasters and a new navigation warning that will help you using Google Maps to route around the danger, which is pretty cool. So they have some more detailed visual information as well about earthquakes, hurricanes, and floods. And for hurricanes, Google will attempt to forecast the route and then display a crisis notification card in Google Maps if you're in an affected area. Flood forecasts will show an overlay on the map of affected areas as well. And then for earthquakes, you will get a crisis notification, which will show you the epicenter, the magnitude, and the areas affected. And then Google Maps will show you how to navigate safely around them.
All right, number one, a focus on the federal communications clowns.
Commission. Well, I know exactly. It is clowns. But in this case, the FCC is actually doing something, and they're cracking down on illegal robocalls. And the commission voted to allow cell phone carriers to automatically block them on behalf of customers. Now, 26.3 billion robocalls were placed to the U.S. just last year. That's a lot of robocalls. And everyone who even works in the FCC, including the chairman, Ajit Pai, has complained about getting these robocalls constantly on their phone. Everyone with a cell phone gets them. It's really annoying. So now, really, the ball is in the court of all of the major cell phone carriers to see, are they going to charge customers for blocking it, or will it be included?
There it is. Top five technology stories. Thank you, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
SST Oil on Wyndham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Heard at 7 under. His name graces apartment towers, hotels, and golf courses. Now Trump is the namesake of a tiny Israeli settlement in the Israel-controlled Golan Heights. The new settlement, named after the president, is a gesture of appreciation for his recognition of Israeli sovereignty over the territory. U.S. Ambassador to Israel David Friedman says the Heights is an important territory for Israel.
Few things are more important to the security of the state of Israel than permanent sovereignty over the Golan Heights. It is simply obvious. It is indisputable. It's beyond any reasonable debate.
Here at home, President Trump looking forward to a re-election campaign.
The president tweets that we will win again, and he says he feels confident about his ability to carry critical states that he won in 2016.
We're going to win Texas by a lot. We're going to win Iowa by a lot. We're going to win, I would say, every Pennsylvania. I think we're going to do very well.
Some state and national polls show him trailing top Democrats or with lackluster approval numbers. But the president says those are fake polls, and he's eager to launch his 2020 campaign in Orlando on Tuesday night. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Power back on to 90% of Argentina after a massive blackout left tens of millions of people without electricity. Power has also been restored to most of Uruguay's 3 million people. The Argentine president called widespread outage that hit Argentina, Uruguay, and Paraguay as an unprecedented failure in the country's power grid. And protesters in Hong Kong refusing police requests to clear the streets after Sunday protests. More at townhall.com.
Across America, it's snoring season. 90 million Americans make this sound every night. If you have a blocked or narrow nose, you're more likely to open your mouth to breathe, causing snoring. Introducing an ingenious Australian invention called Mute. Mute is a comfortable nasal device that helps you breathe more easily through your nose and snore less. Put snoring season to bed, America.
For more information, go to mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more. Snore less. Sleep better.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need cash now? One of the nation's largest personal loan networks, GetCash.com, is the place to go when you need money fast. All you need is a checking account and a regular source of income. And you could get up to $5,000 discreetly with your computer or smartphone in as little as 24 hours, regardless of your credit history. Get the cash you need fast at GetCash.com. That's GetCash.com. GetCash.com.
New dad Prince Harry and wife Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, released a photograph of their six-week-old son Archie for Father's Day.
The sepia-toned photo posted on the royal couple's Instagram feed shows a baby cradled in Harry's arms and clutching his father's finger. The post is captioned, "Happy Father's Day," and wishing a very special first Father's Day to the Duke of Sussex. The couple posted a picture of the baby's feet when Mother's Day was celebrated in the U.S. last month to mark Meghan's first as a mom. The baby hadn't yet been born when the UK had its Mother's Day this year. Archie Harrison Mountbatten-Windsor was born on the 6th of May and is seventh in line to the British throne. Zaria Shackley, London.
It was on this date in 1883 baseball's first Ladies' Day took place as the New York Gothams offered women free admission to a game against the Cleveland Spiders. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. If you're lugging around a few extra pounds, SRN's medical contributor, Dr. Charles Snyderman, says there are clear health advantages to losing weight.
Men with abdominal obesity have a nearly one-third higher risk of getting aggressive prostate cancer and dying of the disease. Obesity in women is associated with higher risk of more aggressive breast cancer. One way to fight weight gain is to get good sleep. Turn electronic media off early. Make sure the room is dark and quiet. Charles Snyderman of Washington.
At the box office, Men in Black International, the number one movie in North America this weekend, but it only earned about $28.5 million in ticket sales nationwide. Secret Life of Pets 2 got the number two spot in its second weekend. Disney's Aladdin, now in its fourth weekend, took third place. Dark Phoenix placed fourth, and Rocketman coasted to fifth. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Mamma Mia is coming to the historic Cascade Theater stage June 14th through the 22nd. A mother, a daughter, three possible dads, and a trip down the aisle you'll never forget. The storytelling magic of ABBA's timeless music propels this enchanting tale of love, laughter, and friendship with explosive dance numbers and songs. Come see Mamma Mia at the Cascade Theater June 14th through the 22nd. Tickets are on sale now. Call 243-8877 or go to cascadetheater.org.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
The McConnell Foundation is pleased to sponsor this year's Colt 45 season. We support hometown baseball in South City Park, part of the heart of Reading. Families, local businesses, and nonprofits make this community event successful. The McConnell Foundation believes the best way to build community is to support it together. Baseball is for everyone, from little leaguers to senior games. Thank you for rooting for our home team. Go Colt 45s!
Publisher of Talkers Magazine, this week's hot hits in the News Talk Radio biz, the top 10 stories of the week according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine every week of the year. They toil and strain over listening to lots of great radio programs, hosts, stations around the country to come up with the story list, the people list as well. There are 10 people that we'll enumerate and talk about to an extent on the list, and then the stories as well. So, Michael, why don't we get started with the overview, first of all, of the big stories, the hot hits of the week.
It was an extraordinary week, Doug. I mean, just amazing. Each story could be a whole week of conversation unto themselves. Number 10, we have the shooting of baseball great David Ortiz in the Dominican Republic, and that's tied with concern about Dominican Republic tourist deaths. At number 9, we have a lot of conversation about AI, artificial intelligence, and the emergence of a video technique called deep fakes. At number 8, abortion laws and the Hyde Amendment. At number 7, we have the John Stewart testifying on behalf of 9/11 responders in front of the House. We have the New York City helicopter crash at number 6. We have at number 5 bunch of stories tied at number five. We have the 2020 presidential race. We have Kellyanne Conway's Hatch Act allegation. And we found out that Sarah Sanders is going to leave the White House. She will no longer be press secretary. At number four, Trump foreign campaign intel controversy, the thing he said to ABC News about accepting foreign intel. At number three, Hong Kong protests tied with U.S.-China relations, tied with U.S.-North Korea relations. At number two, we have the Trump-Mexico deal, and that's tied with the broader topic of immigration reform. And at number one, we have Democratic Party impeachment talk tied with John Dean's testimony before Congress earlier in the week. Seems like ages ago as we look back from this perspective. On our top 10 stories, David Ortiz at 10, John Stewart at 9, Kellyanne Conway at 8, Kim Jong-un at 7, and Kim Jong-nam. At number 6, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris. Number 5, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. Number 4, Robert Mueller. Number 3, John Dean. Number 2, Nancy Pelosi. Number 1, Donald Trump. What a lineup.
All right, speaking of lineup, let's spend a few minutes. Last week, this program was done in a different way because you and I and hundreds of other people involved in the talk business were at the Talkers 2019 event in New York City. There were a lot of interesting panels. All of this is available, by the way, at talkers.com. I don't know, you don't release the video, though, of everything all at once, I don't think, do you?
No, we don't. What we do is we release it in pieces, and we're going to start releasing it next week.
Yeah, okay. So there are a lot of things there, a lot of people that you'll want to hear about and from, people that some of you know from your own local connection. You know what I found? I'm going to, if I may, with your permission, discuss some of the highlights from my perspective, and then I want you, if you will, to sort of comment. Michael Berry is a well-known Texas talk radio host. And he was on one of the panels, and he sort of, he didn't stun the audience, but it was sort of interesting to listen to him tell his story about the conservative politics, the brand of politics that he follows on his station in Texas, admitting at first that he was a very close personal friend of Mr. Cruz, and then talking about how he didn't like Trump. I think the panel, if I remember correctly, Michael, correct me if I'm wrong, was about, you know, do you have to talk about Trump all the time if you're a conservative? And I'm putting a sort of a spin on it. But and he was happy to tell everybody that he wasn't, and he just re-upped, so it's not like he's in trouble with his station or his audience. So it must be that Trumpsterism doesn't play 100% everywhere, as some of the popular news media would have us believe.
But Trump plays well if your target audience are Trump lovers. If you if you're targeting an audience of people that are on the fence in the middle, you have to deal with your conversation about Trump differently. And if you're targeting an audience that's called the resistance, people that are anti-Trump, that's a whole different game. And that's part of the positioning that talk radio stations have to decide in their strategy of how they're going to compete in the market, very much like a music station deciding what kind of music they're going to play. You always refer to the hot hits. There's a similarity in programming between programming topics and programming takes on the topics to audiences. And this is all part of the change that we've seen in the media, whereby it used to be you put the information out, you try to be as objective as possible or as unique to your opinion as possible and let the cards fall as they will. Nowadays, it's preaching to choirs, affirming people's notions, and giving them affirmation. Very different game today, and that's what I guess you were noticing in the conversation from Michael Berry.
Well, I think I heard it in a number of things. There was a panel that was called Navigating Year 3 of the Trump Presidency, and in it was an overview by the fellow who runs the talk radio section of Salem Broadcasting. His name is Phil Boyce, been a New York City program director at the New York talk stations for a long time. And basically what he told the audience was, if you're not talking about Trump, then you're going to be out of business. I don't think that went over.
Well, that's it. Well, what he's saying is true, but only in a limited way. It's true to those people that take that tact of going after the Trump fans. There are enough people out there that love Trump, and they feel embattled by the rest of the media, that you can get a large audience by always appealing to them. And Salem has openly stated that that's their format from this point forward until Trump days are over. They are talking about Trump. They are talking about conservative politics per Trump, and they are supporting Trump.
Well, that's why Michael Medved took the pipe, who had been a longtime Salem talk radio host and was on the afternoon. He's not doing it for them anymore. He's doing it on his own, I think. And he was replaced by a guy named Simon Gorka, who was a presidential advisor, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, Sebastian Gorka.
Sebastian, that's it, right, yeah. You and I were talking, I think, and he came up to you, and I recognized his voice. I've never met him before, but we have... People are so funny. I said, I recognize that voice. And, of course, he wanted me to stroke his ego, which was okay. It was kind of fun because Jennifer Horn, who's on my DJV program with me, is someone actually who he was introduced to the audience at Salem by Jennifer in her program in Los Angeles. Anyway, it was interesting to not only hear what people had to say, but to pick up on people's personalities as much as anything else. And you did that a lot with the Hannity interview that you did. We're going to talk about that in a moment as we reflect on some of the things that were the highlights of the Talkers Telling the Story conference last week in New York. We have our regular business to attend to as well, and we'll do that as we move through the our talk radio countdown. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. May I help you get a better night's rest? The MyPillow way, MyPillow is guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow, help you get the most comfortable night's rest you have ever had in your life. And right now, the fellow who founded MyPillow, Mike Lindell, wants you to know that there are a couple of ways you can really save and really get a night's rest. The standard and queen corded classic MyPillows are on sale. They're limited. This has become so popular so quickly, they're limiting each person who comes to MyPillow.com that wants to order these at great savings. They're normally $70. You get them for $23, but there is a limit of 10. When you go to MyPillow.com, you're looking for the overstock special. Use the promo code DJV, and you'll get 66%, two-thirds off the regular price. Now, also, as with all the pillows here, you can wash them and you can dry them. There's another deal that they want you to know about at MyPillow.com. It's the two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows. You get them for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow. That's about 33% off the regular price. So the overstock is one direction to go in. The premium pillows, which are fabulous, different construct, a little better all the way around. Lowest price ever offered on radio, available at MyPillow.com. When you use the promo code DJV, that's two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the promo code DJV, and standard queen and corded classic MyPillows available at two-thirds off. Also use the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. Join Formula 14 from Sierra Sil. DJV listeners from all around the country are finding ache relief online at achefree.live. I've talked about Jane and what Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. Patricia, how Joint Formula 14 got her on her feet following knee replacement. What about you? Response has been so good. Free shipping has been held over for the entire month of June, even if you've tried glucosamine. Joint Formula 14 is really different. You'll get relief or you get your money back. Put away the over-the-counter pain pills. Lasting relief with Joint Formula 14 at achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Why are you living with your aches and pains? I don't do it anymore. You can feel better. Go online now to achefree.live. That's achefree.live for a special free shipping offer. Or call during business hours, 877-743-7720. Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free, too. For the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV. All right, back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So we're reviewing some of the highlights of the Talkers Convention in New York last week, and one of them, as usual, you have a great relationship with Sean Hannity and the story that he tells, or the stories that he tells. He wasn't with us last year because he was in Singapore. It's something the president is doing. He goes with the president pretty much everywhere. And so what was the best part from your perspective? When people look forward to seeing the video that will be posted at Talkers.com, what's the best part of the conversation with the between you and him?
Well, the best part of the conversation was the whole conversation, because it wasn't a fake conversation. We had no prep. He had no idea where I was going to go. I didn't give him a pass. I asked him some tough questions. I asked him about the risk he took when he unequivocally endorsed Trump at a time when it didn't appear that Trump was all that popular and that Trump would win. He really risked a lot of his credibility on that. I asked him what the thought process was. I asked him about his relationship with Trump. Then I also talked to him about some things that are of great interest behind the scenes in the radio business. In other words, this was not a consumer event. This was a radio industry event. And it's interesting that as partisan as Sean Hannity is on the air, he's very bipartisan and very non-political off the air when it comes to issues.
He's a businessman. It's business.
Issues of interest to all broadcasters.
Yeah.
And we talked a lot about that. And I think that listeners, when they see the video, will enjoy some of the behind-the-scenes things.
A different side.
Yes,
of
exactly.
Him, literally speaking. It's a different side of him. And so, yeah, you will enjoy that. He's Ken. And then we get to some other characters who were there. Bill O'Reilly was on the stage. We'll talk about that in a moment here. Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, 21 after the hour.
Local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name, knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
The decline of moral values in American culture seems to be in sync with the rejection of the teachings of mainstream American churches. According to churchathome.org, most Americans selecting none as their religious affiliation still believe in God, but are disillusioned with modern American Christianity. Churches are seen as too judgmental and too political and not relevant to solving the problems of modern life. We at Pacific Justice Institute work to combat this false perception by showing how real Christianity can practically and lovingly solve problems through the integration of law, politics, and faith.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Because I always love spending time with Michael when we have these events and we have our weekly get-together to catch up on what's going on in the News Talk business for your benefit, the benefit of talk radio listeners and lovers all around the country. The presence of Bill O'Reilly also caused a stir. He seems to have brought himself back around, although I will... people are always taken back by a couple of things with O'Reilly. He's very tall. Mm. And his presence is—it's easy. He's the kind of a guy that fills up a room. Sean does that as well. A lot of the people that are in the business fill up the room. I was taken back when I looked at him and how old he's aged. And
he said the same thing about us.
Did he really?
Yeah, I've noticed everybody around me is getting older.
Getting older. Yes, right, exactly. Yeah, yeah. So. How did you take what he's trying to do? What Paul Harvey, this is sort of the inside. This is why these people that like this program, because we give you insight. As Michael was just saying, that was part of the sharpness of Hannity's conversation with Michael, the inside of the business, because this is for the people who do the work, who are in the business. So O'Reilly is trying to present himself with his 15-minute daily update. It's called the O'Reilly Update, coincidentally. Like Paul Harvey used to do it at noontime, he'd take 15 minutes. And so this thing is being used kind of that way, except that with the advent of a lot of syndicated programming, it doesn't fit so well. I don't know, you know, again, maybe that's too technical, but content-wise, what do you think? It's the usual no spin that really is all spin, right?
It's O'Reilly going over the issues of the day and giving his take on it. The no spin thing is a shtick. You can't be involved in the political you cannot be involved in the national conversation in the media today without spin. I mean, the whole thing is spin. I guess it always was spin. We're just more aware of spin and we practice spin more acutely. So as far as O'Reilly being Paul Harvey, nobody will ever be Paul Harvey. So it's not a fair comparison.
Well, I didn't mean to compare him. Right. I just meant it to be that he's trying to do the same thing.
The format. The listeners should understand Doug's talking about the format, a 15-minute feature that plays at 12 o'clock. And there's room for that. And O'Reilly does it very well. It's a good feature. The 15-minute in the middle of a 12 o'clock hour doesn't fit with some of the other programs that are one-hour programs. So that's been an obstacle. But it hasn't been a big enough obstacle, folks, for it to keep him from being cleared already in the first couple of months on 120 stations nationally.
Good stations.
Which is a great rollout. So yeah. I'd say he's doing very well. In terms of his comeback via radio, of course, I'm sure he wants to get back to the glory days of being the top network cable news talk television.
Doesn't he do some on Newsmax now? Is he on?
He's on a lot. He doesn't. I don't think he has an official deal with them. I think what he's doing is he's being a go-to guy, sort of like I am on this program, where he's a regular guest, and which is a legitimate form of being in the media as well.
Well, I don't know if it's legitimate. You're legitimate. You don't consider you a guest. I consider you to be the co-host and the partner in it, because it's your information that is the focal point.
Yeah, you're being kind, but technically this is your show, and I'm a guest, and I like that role. I'm happy to have that role, because that way when the creditors send bills, they send them to you and not to me. So
I'm not a partner, folks. I'm a guest. Right. Don't send it to Bill, and don't send the bills to Michael. In a moment, I want to go on to another presence, if you will. The talk radio world has been very much influenced by what's going on in sports talk. And for my money, there are probably two or three. I don't claim to be an expert here, but I look at the list of the the top 100 sports hosts that you do, like you do the top 100 heavy 100 in regular talk, and Jim Rome shows up at the top of the list pretty regularly for a good reason. We'll talk about his appearance at the Talkers Convention as we... Calitrin. I have been recommending this product for several years to lose weight, to feel great. I use it 4 capsules before I go to bed every night because not only does it help you get the weight off, but you keep it off. That's my experience.
I take it for the arthritis. A lot of people take it for the sleep. So there's many, many benefits to Calitrin, but there's absolutely no side effects. You know, if you don't need to lose weight, you're not going to. It has all the extra benefits. And again, if you're a heart patient, you're a diabetic, you're on prescription meds, it is perfectly safe.
So stick with it for the long haul. It has all these other benefits that go with it as well. And if you use the code DJV, you'll get free shipping. Take action right now. Go to toploss.com. Check the box for DJV for free shipping and get $10 off every bottle you buy. 90-day supply is $30 off. DJV, the code for free shipping at toploss.com.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only 1 Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College. More possibilities.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Come on, let's sit down together. I could stay here forever. Friendly smiles, family and friends, place piled high with happiness. Black bear time, it feels like home to me. Can't explain it, you just have to see. Hey, hey, Black Bear feels like home.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com. KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Once again, back with the Talk Radio Countdown Show. This is an overview of what's happening in talk radio for the week of June 10th to the 14th. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Michael Harrison, the editor, publisher of Talkers Magazine. Also, the
wonderful person.
No, I always want to come up with different things. You're doing so many different things now. The Michael Harrison rap and that picture of you, I still can't get used to it.
It's almost like I'm in a parody of.
Well, you look like Einstein.
Well, I sometimes do look like Einstein, and sometimes or I look like Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
You know how the Thinker, you know that statue of the Thinker? Yeah, that's a little of that. And I talked to the guy at the conference from Wonk. It really is a radio station.
It's a great name for a station, isn't it?
It is, especially in Washington. Right.
Yeah, the Michael Harrison
rap. They carry
rap.
This program, as a matter
of fact. The Michael Harrison rap is it's sort of the talk radio countdown show on steroids. It's more of an intensive look at the issues of the week, and per the research of talkers, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So I do a lot of broadcasting at this point in my career.
It's good, you are doing a lot of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I want to go back to the conference and some of the people who were there. We're highlighting this. You're going to be able to see over the next couple of weeks. If you go to talkers.com, every week you can find the posting of the stories and the people. That's the main research. But the other things that are going on that are ancillary to the convention, let's say, the Talkers Telling the Story Convention, in pieces that will be presented, our pal Art Volo and some of the others who are there videoing. It's a great take, especially if you like the medium. And one of the things that I don't want to escape is the focus on local hosts. We talk a lot about the national hosts because they are big on the scene, but there are lots of, and I'm going to highlight a couple of them in a minute with you. But first, I promised we'd talk about Jim Rome, the great sports host who was there. What did you think? You invited him.
I think Jim Rome is great. I think Jim Rome is very important. First of all, he's one of the few major sports talk show hosts now that operates solo. But the trend in sports talk radio is create teams of people so that if they don't get calls, they can talk to each other. And it makes for good dialogue. And they fight and they banter. And some of them are like five guys, four guys, guys
Dan
and
Patrick
gals.
Show, I think, has five.
Yeah, they're like the old Howard Stern Zoo shows, if you remember that format.
Yep.
And Jim Rome operates solo. Jim Rome is one of the first on the scene to have attitude. He still has attitude. He's not as big in television as he used to be at his own shows, but he loves radio.
Yeah.
And he talked about believing in yourself. He talked about his philosophy of broadcasting. And he also talked about a phenomenon that everybody in the media deals with today, and that is you're informing the informed. There was a time when people didn't have access to the information that people who worked at broadcast operations did. They didn't have Associated Press, teletype machines. They didn't have insight on what the latest, traffic and weather and news stories were. But today, everybody has access to every bit of information. So when you go on the radio, you'd better be one step beyond
just caught, baby.
Yeah.
You'll get caught with your pants down, literally.
Exactly. And he addressed that as well.
Yeah. I think, I guess in my mind, he was very, he was buttoned up. I think that would be the way I don't know him. I didn't talk to him at the thing. He's not somebody I've ever come across because I'm not in the sports talk world. He's always just been in the sports talk world and been very successful pretty much since the beginning of his exposure. He talked a lot about that, as you said. He was in a three-piece suit. He was the only guy that, well, O'Reilly always has a suit on. Yeah. Sean's in jeans and a shirt. I was casually dressed. I think most everybody, you had on a jacket, you know, but you didn't have a tie.
I didn't have a tie this time. Sometimes I wear a suit and a tie. Sometimes I don't.
Yeah. But anyway, I thought Rome was very much into the message. He was no nonsense. He got right to it. He stuck to it. And I thought one of the things, isn't it interesting, that this guy is literally this buttoned up. He's in a three-piece suit that you wouldn't have expected, but he took it. He was very serious because he took his appearance there. You know, a lot of people say, oh, I'm so happy to be here, and it's wonderful, and blah, blah, and you know, it's so much bunkum. He meant it. He was there to talk about what he did and to let everybody know that he appreciated the opportunity to tell his story, and it wasn't bunk. That's what I got from him, that he was serious, buttoned up, obviously good at his craft, and he was very pleased to be recognized, if you will, if that's the right word for it, Michael. That's what I took away.
He and I had a conversation about dress and things before on the phone a few days before he came.
Really?
And he told me he's either going to be there in jeans and a sweatshirt, or he's going to be there fully dressed. He's not going to do anything half-assed.
Uh-huh.
And that, so that was definitely part of his strategy. So that the look that you saw was definitely his way of saying, I mean business,
right.
I'm serious, I'm a player,
it.
I'm a big-timer.
And you serious. And I have not talked about this at all. We didn't talk about it afterwards.
No.
We didn't talk about it at dinner. We didn't talk. So I'm saying my observation of him is what I just described.
Then he achieved his goal.
Yeah,
right. It was planned. A lot of people ask me, how should I dress? So I tell them, dress how you feel. And today, people actually use the term, is there a dress code? You know, even at the Oscars, even at black tie events, you see people show up in shorts. It's crazy today. How
I never asked you how I should dress. Maybe I should.
Well, you're asking me a lot of things you should be asking my advice about. But that's enough. I'm sorry.
No, you're not at all sorry. Not at all. Not at all. Not for a second. Okay.
Can we laugh our way to the break, or should we go to
no,
we
I know. Yeah, one more. Before we get to the break, we have to talk about Harry Early.
Harry Early.
Here's a guy. I had him on the countdown the other hour that we do the Talk Radio Review. Here's a guy who is another one who pinches himself when he thinks about what he's doing, where he's doing, and how he's doing it. On WPG, well, there's two G's in Atlantic
City. It's one of those stations that doesn't use its call letters officially. It's WPGG, but they call it WPG.
WPG, yeah. Very sweet guy. I sat between him and Bohannon at dinner. And I don't really know him until we had dinner the other night.
Great guy.
Yeah, he is. What he does, this is why I wanted to bring it back. We talked about Michael Berry being a great local host in Houston in the last half hour. But Hurley does what was sort of the foundation of what we used to do, and we don't really do it much anymore. That is, he's so involved in the community in every aspect, raises hundreds of thousands of dollars for local charity. The guy is everywhere in Atlantic City.
Yeah.
And I think that's why he's successful, don't you? I mean, isn't that the formula?
Yeah, well, he's the quintessential local radio host. He's on a station, a modest-sized station in a modest-sized city, and he has a national name in the radio industry for being an outstanding broadcaster, and he's indispensable to the people of South Jersey. He's been on the air 27 years. He sounds like he's 21 years old. He's got this very youthful sound.
He sounds like a young kid.
He sounds like a brilliant kid. You find out he's a man in his late 50s, and it's even more amazing, a grandfather, a family man. This guy is just, he's you know, central casting for the great guy. And he was just named earlier this week the Broadcaster of the Year by the New Jersey Broadcasters Association
at their
convention. And he's the first one ever to get that honor. They've never had that award before. Yeah, Harry Hurley is a gem of a human being.
Great guy.
Yeah.
Very nice. Warm.
Yeah.
He's always come up to be very nice to me, but I didn't ever take the time to get to know him. But now I was glad through the ability of having dinner with him to just listen to him.
Yeah. And I believe we're being heard on WPG on this show. So
it's even nicer
to be able to throw him kudos on his own radio station.
Yeah, well, he deserves it. 44 minutes after the hour. Speaking of kudos, I have to spend a little time giving kudos to the folks at Sierrasil who have developed Joint Formula 14. You need this. I need it. It isn't just for older people, but people who have aches and pains who want to find ache relief. You've got your aches, Michael. I got my aches. Yeah.
Oi!
Oi, hey, I got those aches and pains.
It's hard to get up.
It's hard to get out of bed in the morning. Well, if you're finding that to be the case, people are going to remember this. Joint Formula 14. Get you back on your feet. Literally and figuratively, if you've tried glucosamine and didn't work, this is for you. Joint Formula 14 really is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Try that with glucosamine. Not going to happen. And over-the-counter pain pills, people get addicted to that stuff. You don't want that either. You want lasting relief, and you get it with Joint Formula 14. I get it. Frankly, all my injuries on the farm and back, shoulder, neck, whatever it is, I'm liking this. And you'll like it, too. Go to achefree.live, achefree.live, and stop living with the aches and pains. Do it now. Get a special deal. We use the DJV code. Use DJV code at achefree.live. Joint Formula 14. You'll pay less and get more. $27.99 for a $39 bottle, plus free shipping. That's the deal. Sleep better through the night and have a better day as a result of using Sierrasil's Joint Formula 14. Get it now. Try it or you're going to be sorry. I think you will not be happy if you don't get rid of those aches and pains. Try it at achefree.live. Use the code DJV. Our overview of lists. Don't we all just love lists? We have lists when we go to the grocery store. We have lists of the things we have to do today. Well, the Folks Talkers magazine have a list as well. They prepare after listening to lots of talk radio programs and hosts around the country. The 10 most talked about items and the people too. On the people list, David Ortiz is at 10. Jon Stewart is at 9. Kellyanne Conway, number 8. Kim Jong-un at 7. Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris tied at 6. Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders at 5. Robert Mueller is still in the list. He's at number 4 even. John Dean is at 3. Nancy Pelosi at number 2. The back and forth frickin' frack stuff between her and Trump this week was pretty interesting. And the number 1 personality, the person most talked about, as you can imagine, the president, Donald Trump. That's number 1. He is number 1 on our people list. And that's the story from the folks at Talkers Magazine here on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. Before that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. for me, it's not about how much time in bed. It's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee. And for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here, the eternal optimist with, and I say that because some of these stories are fairly negative, the stuff we cover every week here on the Countdown, but I have the official list focused on David Ortiz and the shooting in the Dominican Republic. It is a 10. Number 9, artificial intelligence getting our attention. Abortion laws at number 8. John Stewart testifying in Congress at number 7. The New York City helicopter crash, number 6. The presidential race, number 5, the Trump foreign campaign controversy, intelligence controversy, number 3 is what's going on in China with the Hong Kong protests, number 2, immigration reform, man, this is never going to go away, and impeachment talk, some of the silly stuff, in my mind, that's what it is, kind of silly. That's number 1 in the story list this week from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Hi, Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I didn't make mention of the fact that Harry Hurley is also your guest. This sounds like the Harry Hurley show, the Harry Hurley tribute to the Harry Hurley. He's a good guy. All those things are true. But the Michael Harrison interview this week, MHInterview.com, has a conversation with Harry Hurley, who has gotten all kinds of honors, and so we've paid attention to him here. That's a good conversation as well. I want to touch base. We've got about a minute or so. Oh, no, actually, you're staying until the top of the hour. I forgot that.
Oh, really?
You didn't even know that, right?
No, I had no idea.
Yeah. Well, listen.
hang on a second. Tell Trump I'll be with him in a minute.
Okay. No, tell Trump you're not going to talk to him until the top of the hour.
Right.
This business about deep fakes.
Oh, yeah.
Artificial intelligence. Are you fascinated? You usually like stuff like this.
I've been talking about this for years. I've been talking about this for 20 years. I didn't talk about it from the standpoint that it's in the news now, that it could be used for political weaponry, but rather it can change the nature of media completely. You don't have to have real people being themselves.
Right.
We can have new Clark Gable movies, and you wouldn't know the difference.
Yep. John Wayne movies.
Right, right.
We can recreate
reality from the air without even having the real deal anymore, and it'll seem 100% real.
So do we paint that as dangerous?
Yes, very. Mm. But we'll overcome it. We'll rewire ourselves not to believe what we see any more than we necessarily believe what we read. See, now, seeing is believing. But if you understand that what you see could be
perception is reality.
Right. So we're going to rewire ourselves to be on our guard against this.
All right. You're a big sports fan. I want to talk about the David Ortiz situation as we continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Final few minutes of this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here. One of the issues, one of the stories on the top 10 list is a focus on fate, I guess in a manner of speaking, Kellyanne Conway and Sarah Sanders Huckabee, or Huckabee Sanders, whatever. I'm not sure which way to go with that. The president,
Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Huckabee Sanders, yeah, yeah. Right. Who I believe has been abused by the news media badly. I suppose take that job, you expect to get it. But I think they've been especially cruel to her. One of my colleagues earlier said that she thought that she deserved it because she's lied to the press. Who the hell doesn't lie in that job to the press? They all are there to present their bosses in the best possible light. And so I'm not saying that it's a good idea to lie, but I'm saying basically she's not any different than anybody else. But I think because she's A, a woman, and B, she works for Trump, she's gotten in the chops by the bunch of sexist pigs that are the news media in Washington. What do you think of that?
I don't think that the sexism is part of it. I think that working for Trump is particularly difficult because he's at war with the press and you're his point person. Because Sean Spicer was not a woman and he had the same issues that Sarah Sanders has. So I don't think it was gender-based. I think it's just an impossible job to pull it off easily to be the press secretary for Donald Trump in this era. And we've seen a tremendous transition in terms of the traditions of the White House press corps and the relationship to the president, in terms of the daily briefings, in terms of press conferences. And it all really goes back to Twitter, that the president, this modern president, doesn't seem to need the formality of a press secretary meeting with the press, because the press conference is happening 24/7 with him on Twitter.
Yeah, let me circle back to what we were talking about earlier, the times that you spent with the Sean Hannity at the conference last week. And one of the things that he said, I don't know, I was prompted by one of your questions when you were asking him about how it works. And you said, he said, if I remember correctly, that he said to the president, stop using Twitter. Wasn't that basically what he said?
I think early on he advised him against Twitter.
Yeah.
But actually, the president's use of Twitter, the president's use of Twitter historically is going to be a natural part of our techno-social evolution.
Can you see some of these other characters, though, who are running for president? Can you see? I don't see Joe Biden on Twitter. Do you really?
I don't see Joe Biden being president.
You don't?
No.
You think Trump will be in the other 4 years?
I think right now Trump would win, and I think that anything could happen between now and then, but I don't know if Biden has the durability to make it all the way to Election Day and win.
Really? Okay, that's interesting. All right, the other person, Kellyanne Conway, who seems to be on the president's good graces, even though her husband's kind of a chopper, she sounds like she's going to run the campaign again. Do you hear that?
I hear all kinds of things. I just know that Trump is very loyal to her, and you know something? Yeah. He should be. He should be loyal to her because she's loyal to him.
Yeah.
As far as the Hatch Amendment is concerned, well, it too has to come under scrutiny as to how.
Explain what that is, would you please, for a second?
Well, it's basically a rule that if you work for the federal government and you're operating in a capacity as a spokesperson for the federal government, other than the president, the vice president, or a high official operating for the president, she's not a high official. official. She's an advisor. Mm-hmm. You are not supposed to engage in any disparaging remarks about political opponents, and she does that all the time.
Yeah.
And it's not a crime, but it's considered to be a fireable offense.
Yeah.
So the office, the special counsel office, not to be confused with Mueller, that overviews these regulations, has strongly come out with a recommendation that Trump fire her. He's not obligated to, and he says he won't.
Put on the campaign. Yeah, right. All right, David Ortiz, you're a big sports fan, as I noted, a big Boston fan. Here's a guy that has been immensely popular with the Boston fans, gets shot in the back, and lucky to be alive, I think. I mean, from what I can see. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I think he's lucky to be alive, obviously. I also think he's lucky that the Boston Red Sox are evolved and have consciousness raised enough to know that they should consider him a Red Sox member for life. And
yep.
they sent a plane down, they brought him back to Mass General, and they're giving him the best care. That doesn't happen too much anymore in the world of corporate sports, the world of corporate anything.
Yeah,
so
right.
I salute Boston, I salute the Red Sox, I salute Ortiz, and I hope he has a very, very quick recovery.
Yeah, the gossip is he's having an affair with some girlfriend of the drug lord or something. Who knows?
Then I take it all back.
Spice. Yeah, no, it's good. As is your appearance here, thank you. It is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I am Doug Steffen, and he's Michael Harrison, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Shasta District Fair opens at noon today with Action News Now $1 Wednesday for all patrons and Waterworks Park Kids Day with free admission for kids 12 and under.
Pick up your coupon for Carnival Wristband Discount in the main fair office.
Daily entertainment with hypnotists.
Comedy and entertainment galore, including a tribute to Van Halen.
Tomorrow is Action News Now Free Senior Day
with loads of music starting at 5 p.m.
Shasta District Fair today through Saturday.
AV.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Pebble Beach produces a first-time major golf champion at the U.S. Open.
Gary Woodland has held off two-time defending champion Brooks Koepka to win his breakthrough major at the U.S. Open. Koepka, who started four shots behind Woodland, launched with four birdies in his first five holes and, early on the back nine, close to within one shot. But Woodland refused to be intimidated and finished with an impressive final round 69 to close at 13 under, in the end three clear of Koepka. It was the fourth tour victory for the 35-year-old Woodland, and it ended Koepka's hopes of an historic three-peat. Graham Agar's Pebble Beach.
Protesters in Hong Kong refusing police requests to clear the streets Monday morning. A spokesman for the protesters responded they would leave only after Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam came to hear them out. Hundreds of demonstrators stayed overnight after a huge protest on Sunday against extradition legislation. The Treasury Department's issued final rules that would clamp down on taxpayers trying to circumvent a new cap on state and local tax deductions.
The Tax Cut and Jobs Act limits the amount of state and local taxes that can be deducted on an individual's federal taxes to $10,000 a year. The tax law's rules on SALT deductions, as they're known, caused a lot of upset in high-tax states where residents had previously benefited from being able to deduct much more. Some states tried to find workarounds. This included states allowing taxpayers to donate to charity funds and, in exchange, receive tax credits against their state or local taxes. Taxpayers could then deduct their donations as charitable contributions on federal taxes, lessening their broader tax burden. Jeremy House reporting.
Chief executive of Boeing says the company made a mistake in handling a problematic cockpit warning system in its 737 MAX jets before two crashes that killed 346 people. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Maybe you'd like to know what exactly Relief Factor is. It was created by doctors. It's a 100% drug-free supplement with four key ingredients that simply help your own body deal with the natural inflammatory response that it has. It's easy to swallow, four little capsules in each packet, like the packet that I carry with me at all times. Three packets a day for a week, then two packets a day for 2 weeks, and I have just described the three-week quick start. And you will know in 3 weeks, that's the beauty of it, whether it works. They don't drag you on. That costs just $19.95. There's a very good chance that a very serious percentage of my listeners suffer from some sort of muscular or joint pain. You should try this for $19.95. That's all you can lose. If it works, it will send it to you automatically. If it doesn't work, tell them not to send any shipments. And it's as simple as that. It is all at ReliefFactor.com. I've been using it for years now. ReliefFactor.com.
China is urging all parties to exercise restraint after the suspected attacks on two oil tankers near the strategic Strait of Hormuz. Beijing urging countries around the world to avoid further escalation of tensions, adding the war in the Gulf region of the Middle East is something no one wants to see. Military affairs analyst retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis told the Salem Radio Network this week that China may be trying to take advantage of these incidents to assist Iran's leader.
Rouhani has been very supportive of President Xi's Belt and Road Initiative, which is now touching 120-plus nations around the world. And it's all about bringing infrastructure, you know, railroads, you know, highways, oil and gas pipelines, power grids, you know, 5G internet services, and the like.
Chinese officials say they will continue to protect its energy security and oppose unilateral sanctions. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The battle to contain the world's the worst U.S. measles outbreak in 27 years has a new front, summer camp. Vaccinations have been made mandatory this summer, and as for several counties of north of New York City that annually fill up with kids from the Orthodox Jewish communities that have been hit hardest by measles. Sullivan County spokesman Dan Hust says the requirements for all summer camp workers, staff, as well as campers themselves.
Our Sullivan County Legislature passed a public health order number one of 2019. We don't do that very often, but this was done this year in order to regulate our summer camps and require proof of measles vaccinations.
The state of New York requires summer camps to keep immunization records for all campers, but doesn't bar children from attending if they've not gotten the measles shot. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Brian Regan.
I think when you hear that term, though, boots on the ground, you assume that means soldiers in those boots. I say we drop a bunch of boots on them.
Friday, June 28th, live at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Plane load after plane load just keeps shoving boots out. What is with all these boots on the ground?
Ryan Regan.
Hey, here's something I don't think a parent has ever said. The kids are upstairs playing with all their old Happy Meal toys. I don't think a McDonald's Happy Meal toy has ever made it to sundown.
Friday, June 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Even if you do get it to work, you never want to do it more than once. So what happens? You push this button, it shoots at 4 inches. Throw it in the trash.
Buy your tickets now for Brian Regan. Visit ReadingCivic.com. And watch Nunchucks and Flamethrowers on Netflix.
And I hope you had a good time. I know I did. Good night.
Don't miss Brian Regan.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Review, an overview, if you will, of the charts that are created by the folks at Talkers Magazine every week. You know, the countdowns, the music countdowns that you hear on all the formats. Every weekend there are big countdown shows, the countdown of the big AC and country music and rock and whatever else. So we cleverly decided about 23 years ago, Michael Harrison and I, that we were going to do a countdown of talk items, the news talk issues of the week, and so we've been doing it continually. Michael joins me later on. Right now, though, we have talk radio hosts involved in several different programs at different levels. From the DJV show, Jennifer Horn is here. She also is on the Morning Answer, KRLA in Los Angeles. She'll have some thoughts for us. We also have Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company, and Fast Rich McFadden is here from Radio America. We'll be joined by another talk radio star. We're actually going to do something that we haven't done, I don't know, Richie, in all the years we did the countdown, have we ever actually done part of a program with one of the hosts on the air, actually while he was doing or she was doing her program on the air? I don't remember.
We did it with James Whale in London a couple of times when we had that program with him across the pond. Yeah. But, not in a while.
All right, so we're going to do that with Harry Hurley, who hosts Hurley in the Morning.
I get it. I see what he did there.
Yeah.
Hurley in the Morning.
That's late. Very humorous.
Anyway, he's a good guy. We'll be on with him in his program at the bottom of the hour. Right now, though, let's get to the list and some of the things that we ought to be talking about. Let's, because Jennifer loves to and is very good at talking politics, understanding the points of view of both sides. The number one issue this week, Jen, is the party impeachment talk from the Dems and John Dean's testimony. I think I was absent, or at least paying no attention to John Dean, because it seems he's been yammering on for a while. I don't know.
You weren't the only one who was not paying attention to John Dean, because there was a helicopter crash in New York City on the afternoon of his testimony, and that took away a lot of media coverage. In fact, to the point where the Democrats were very upset that CNN and MSNBC didn't really offer coverage of that in favor of the helicopter crash. So I don't know how much of an impact.
CNN has never seen a crash it didn't want to play over.
Yeah, I think it was kind of a lemon.
Did they say
for
Trump was behind the crash? Did they say
Trump? Probably,
like,
right?
Yeah.
He coordinated the weather.
He hired a helicopter to wreck into the roof of a New York building.
Right. All right. Anyway, so the thing that floors me is how the Democrats, as clueless as they seem to be, and I say this not being someone who's a partisan, really, the Democrats are so clueless. Well, the Republicans, they're all clueless. When it comes to talk of impeachment, though, all they do is not only shoot themselves in the foot, they amputate their foot. If they get impeachment, will do nothing for them except make sure that Trump gets reelected.
Pursue it if it's the right thing to do. But to bring in John Dean, who had nothing to do with the Mueller report, had nothing to do with investigating Trump, had nothing to do except act politically and draw correlations to Watergate, I don't know what that was about, other than
it's hearsay,
a stage
gossip,
show.
BS. That's all it was. It was a stage show. You're right. Yeah. So anyway, let's move to the situation with immigration reform. Number two, there were a lot of stories floating around this week about the health and the well-being of these people, as if it was our responsibility to take care of people who have come to our border voluntarily. I don't get that it's our responsibility. We are humanitarians, and
well,
we do
it
like
when
to
they
help
come
people.
In with Ebola, we have to deal with it because there's no other option, and that's what a lot of people don't realize, that Africans and groups that are not Central Americans are coming in because they're aware of how our system is set up right now, and they're coming in and they're sick, and so while it may not be our problem to take care of them, you can't let a bunch of people with Ebola go running around. You actually have to deal with it.
What this underscores, and I like Richie and Victoria to weigh in on this as well, what it does is we're sending a message out that's clear to the rest of the world. So if we let all these Mexicans in and all the problems that they have, then we must obviously be happy to take people in, as you've just suggested, who have problems in Africa, problems in Asia. Let's just, everybody comes and we'll just storm the walls. And so that's what
people from Africa aren't storming the walls, but they are flying
in. Coming here.
Well, they're wading across the Rio Grande because they come in through Mexico now. They know that's the easiest path.
Well, but here's the broken system, is that once somebody's in the country,
we have no way of knowing. Yeah. They're just gone. They get off the grid, and it's over. They're in. Anyway, they're done. Yeah. I mean, you know when you go to Europe, what hotel are you staying at? Okay, you move hotels. Okay, here's your passport, and they take your passport, and they track you everywhere you go, basically. Mm-hmm. We don't do that here. We need a system where when somebody comes into the country legally as a visitor, that we know where they are, because once they land,
let's say you don't
get off
to
the plane
a hotel
and go through immigration, they're a ghost.
Yeah, but let's just say they get in, they go buy a car, they get cash, buy a car, and start driving across the country. You're not going to know who they are, where the heck they are.
Right, that's what I'm saying. They're a ghost. Once they get in through immigration, it's it. They're in.
Well, and one of the issues, too, with the legislation that's on the books is that if you enter the country with a child, whether that's your child or anyone's child, whether you've known them for 5 minutes or their whole lives, you're not eligible for deportation anymore. And so Lindsey Graham this week was on the floor of the Senate giving a PowerPoint presentation saying, look, regardless of what you think about the wall, border crossings are going to go up. They're on track to be over 1 million people apprehended at the border. We're being overwhelmed. And they know how to work the system. We're actually incentivizing human traffickers and drug traffickers and coyotes to have people spend their life savings to be sold a bill of goods. They get to our border, and sometimes they're abused and assaulted. There's all sorts of things that go on here. And if they enter the country with a kid, whether it's their own or not, they are never eligible to be deported. So think about what message that sends out to people who want to do bad things at any cost.
Yeah. Victoria, what's your read on this?
I'm thinking about the children who are separated from their parents and the large number of children who are separated from their parents, and how we keep hearing about more and more children who are separated from their parents, and how it's like drawing teeth to get the correct number of children who've been separated from their parents. And I find that disturbing.
Disturbing how?
Because I think separating children from their parents, young children or medium-aged children from their parents, even if they've arrived illegally, do you not think that this is extremely traumatizing, Doug? And do you not think that this is a human rights issue? And do you not think that this is logically going to come back to bite everybody in 15 years' time in hearings?
Well,
I think we all agree with you there, but what do you think should be done about that?
I'm not even sure I agree.
I think you don't separate children from their parents.
I think
it's
the law.
Do that.
Agreed.
It's the law right now.
Then you change the law.
Exactly, and Congress won't do it, and that's the real problem here, is that
Congress has to do it, and which side of Congress will not change the law whereby children cannot be separated from their parents? Congress has to agree. Congress has to work together. Congress has to be bipartisan.
Yeah,
and
good luck on that.
It should be, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Did you hear what Victoria said? That was funny, right?
What? Which one?
Yeah,
Congress has to work together.
This is a joke.
The whole thing.
I will tell you. The John Stewart smackdown.
Joke's on us. That was very good.
He gave it to them in full force this week, and I would be curious to see whether it has any, whether they even care, because John Stewart basically said, "You're an embarrassment. And you should be ashamed of yourselves." And he just gave it to him. And I just sat there and I watched that whole thing and I wondered whether do they really care?
Well, here's what's interesting to me about this is, first of all, the House has passed something now, but this isn't the first rodeo. John Stewart has been on the Hill before. I've followed this for years now. John Stewart lobbied for this on his show. And he's been on the Colbert Report about it, when it was the Colbert Report, talking about this issue. Then he called for hearings on the Hill. He couldn't get a hearing on the Hill. And then he finally got this isn't the first hearing on this. And he still couldn't get action. He was flanked by firefighters, and they were wandering and wandering out of the hearing. Now, to be fair to lawmakers, anybody who's been to hearings on the Hill, this is what they do. But this is a hearing on firefighters and other first responders who are dying.
And the money, if you didn't hear the story, what basically went on is Stewart went in as a New Yorker and chastised the congressional lack of leadership when it came to the insurance policies that are running out the money to take care of these people who were the first responders is drying up. And they've sat on their hands or had their fingers in other places, their thumbs stuck someplace. And that's it. That's what their whole MO, that's their modus operandi, is to do nothing, blame everybody else, sound like the stupidos that they are. And we keep reelecting them. And so who's the stupido?
And if you want to see if you want to see politicians just get smacked down, it's a good 5 minutes of smackdown.
Yeah, it is. It's a
you know what? What could make a big difference on this, and I really hope that it will, is that you've got a New Yorker in the White House.
Mm-hmm. Well, they don't exactly speak the same language, but yeah,
doesn't matter.
I mean, in this circumstance, he realizes he knows he was. There, he gets it. So let's see. Yeah,
well, he hasn't said anything yet, and the hearing was this week. He's got advisors, and he's got talk radio on his side. So it's time for talk radio, I think, to start putting some pressure on President Trump that this is your issue.
Too bad we didn't know about this last week for the Talkers Convention. We could have made something out of it, Victoria, during that conversation. All right, let's move to a way for all of you to consider staying healthy, getting healthy, being healthy, and it starts with what you weigh. You will, if you're overweight, you will not be healthy. It's that simple. Lose it, keep it off. That's what you want to do the natural way with Calitrin, which you can get by going to toploss.com. The special deal for those of you who use the code DJV right now for Father's Day, get $10 off every bottle, $30 off a 90-day supply, and it continues. $10 off every bottle. Use DJV not only to save the money, but for free shipping as well. Toploss.com for Calitrin, the safe way to lose weight. Join Formula 14 from Sierra Sil. DJV listeners from all around the country are finding ache relief online at achefree.live. I've talked about Jane and what Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. Patricia, how Joint Formula 14 got her on her feet following knee replacement. What about you? Response has been so good. Free shipping has been held over for the entire month of June, even if you've tried glucosamine. Joint Formula 14 is really different. You'll get relief or you get your money back. Put away the over-the-counter pain pills. Lasting relief with Joint Formula 14 at achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Why are you living with your aches and pains? I don't do it anymore. You can feel better. Go online now to achefree.live. That's achefree.live for a special free shipping offer. Or call during business hours, 877-743-7720.
Do you think you can lose fat cells without dieting? Science says the answer is yes. It's not about a fast process, but when you give your body back what it needs, you can lose weight without having to diet. Calitrin is specially formulated to do exactly that and proven for healthy and safe weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin. So far, I've lost 35¾ inches, and I've lost 45 pounds.
My name is Judy. I live in Newburgh, Indiana. I've lost 21 pounds. On Calitrin. I really like it.
I had exercised and nothing made a difference, so I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well Calitrin really works. And it also took my hot flashes away, so it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Give your body back what it needs with Calitrin. Check it out online at toploss.com or call 833-TOPLOSS for Calitrin's big sale. Again, that's 833-TOPLOSS or toploss.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Come on, let's sit down together. I could stay here forever. Friendly smiles, family and friends, place piled high with happiness. Black bear time, it feels like home to me. Explain it, you just have to see. Hey, hey, Black Bear feels like home.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time to continue our overview of the charts for the week of June 10th to the 14th, courtesy of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Rich McFadden. Victoria Jones is here from the D.C. Radio Company, and we are talking about the issues that have made it in the survey this week. The number three issue, I'm going to knock off a couple of these with your permission, Richie, and Victoria.
Fire away.
I want to bring, when we bring Harry Hurley in here, I want to focus on a couple of things that are important to his audience as part of our discussion. Relationship with China and North Korea, I mean, there's nothing really new there that I can see unless I'm missing something.
Hong Kong protests are big.
In Hong Kong, yeah, that's true.
That's huge.
We didn't talk about that last week. So in terms of protesting, the impact, you want to explain, you want me to, Victoria, the reason that they're protesting?
Well, you explain, and I will weigh in with expertise.
There's always been this itch that wants to be scratched over there. When Taiwan was basically taken, well, Hong Kong was taken by the Chinese, they said this, it was an independent entity, and the Chinese government says, no, you're not, we're taking you. Now what, Hong Kong's going to fight with China? They have no ability to fight back, so they just got lost. Taiwan, same kind of thing going on there. But so this week, you know, people in Hong Kong got upset because the Chinese are trying to put the screws to them even more. And so it has, and the United States, of course, weighs in on the side of Hong Kong, which doesn't, the Chinese government, not much liking that. So the whole situation's gotten heated and gotten a lot of attention, as well it ought to have. All right, so that's kind of what went on. The reason, Victoria?
Well, it's because Hong Kong, which used to be a British colony, has laws more similar to Britain. And when Britain sort of handed it back to China in 97, for 50 years, it was supposed to stay much more similar to British rule. Right. And after Xi Jinping, your friend, came into power, he started to put a very heavy hand on things, very heavy hand. And he wants to really pull them into line. And there's a new extradition law that's about to be brought in, and that's what these protests are about. And there are going to be protests all over the weekend, so people should be watching this. And I expect some of them will be violent. What this is if you are accused of certain crimes, and they could be trumped up crimes, of course, you can be extradited to China. Well, once you're in China, in their so-called legal system, you can disappear.
Right. Legal system is we're taking our back and shooting you because we don't like you. Right. So that's, it's a whole different world. This guy puts a nice face on himself, wears Western suits, nice ties and shirts, has a big smile, good haircut, but he's really not your cup of tea, not our cup of tea, not anybody's cup of tea is interested in freedom. And so a couple of things we've already sort of talked about a little bit. The helicopter crash in New York, Richie mentioned, I think Victoria did as well. Really kind of strange. This guy wasn't even instrument rated, and he's out in a helicopter in the fog. Can't see where the hell he's going. And he decides he's going to turn around and go back, but he doesn't know where he is. So instead of going back and following the river the way he might have, he goes somehow or other, heads for downtown, and ends up crashing into the top of a 44-story skyscraper. Can you imagine if he'd have been lower and that blade went into the side of the building instead of crashing on the top of what would have happened? Yeah. This guy died. Fortunately, he was the only one who got killed, but this could have been a unbelievable fiasco. That's on people's mind. And then Richie mentioned John Stewart testifying on behalf of the first responders of September 11th, which was very, very poignant and made the new. It actually deserves more attention than it got, frankly, I think. So we're going to come back in a moment, talk about the fate of Kellyanne Conway and Sarah Saunders. This is the Talk Radio Review. Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV. Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside my pillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98, with the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Now
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here, the eternal optimist with, and I say that because some of these stories are fairly negative, the stuff we cover every week here on the Countdown, but I have the official list focused on David Ortiz and the shooting in the Dominican Republic. It is at 10. Number 9, artificial intelligence getting our attention. Abortion laws at number 8. John Stewart testifying in Congress at number 7. The New York City helicopter crash, number 6. The presidential race, number 5. The Trump foreign campaign controversy, intelligence controversy, number 3 is what's going on in China with the Hong Kong protests. Number 2, immigration reform. Man, this is never going to go away. And impeachment talk, some of the silly stuff. In my mind, that's what it is, kind of silly. That's number 1 in the story list this week from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. 34 after the hour. Now, we're going to do something that we haven't done. Rich McFadden and I were talking about when we did this last. That is actually put a person who is a noted talk radio personality on the air live to do the countdown with us while he is doing his own program. And so I'm not sure how we blend all these, because the best part of being on the radio, especially doing a program like this, is that it's live and unrehearsed. So what we get is what we get. What I really wanted to do here is acknowledge a gentleman who has made fabulous contributions to local radio in Atlantic City. Harry Hurley does the morning program on WPG, which is the FM talk radio station in the market, actually on both FM at 95.5 and on the AM dial at 1450. Harry is one of the, I would say this in the most respectful way, one of the best of the old-time models. Richie, you'd probably agree with me on this. The way he does his program, the way people respect him, the way that the pieces fit together there are fabulous. He does so much for the community. He has inculcated himself since managing the Trump, what was the name of the Trump casino? Was it called the Trump Casino in Atlantic City? That's where you first became known to me. Is that what it's called?
Right now, to the Doug Steffen program in markets all over America, local broadcasters, metro market broadcasters, nationally syndicated broadcasters, Sirius XM satellite radio broadcasters, you know that even if you won't admit it out loud, you know you want to be one of those 100. And there are thousands of people that do what we do, and there's only room for 100. I'm so proud to say that over the last several years, Doug and I have become friends because a mutual friend, that's what other friends do. They introduce their friends to special friends of theirs. And Mike Harrison introduced me to Doug Steffen, and it's been a great joy for me to be able to call him friend.
The crossover event is very special for me, Doug.
All right, so now we've both done, I said this while you were introducing me and introducing us together. We're doing what we call the Talk Radio Roundup, which is an important part of my broadcast week works that we have Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine on for an hour, and then I do conversation with some noted talk radio personalities. Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company is here, Rich McFadden from Radio America. And now, because I do like to bring local hosts in and discuss some of the issues, we've invited you to do this. And I said in the introduction, you did a long introduction of me. I'm doing a long introduction of you. Basically, I praised you as being the epitome of what a good local host is all about. What I don't know if supposed to do. I'm not sure that's the right way to refer to it. But you've taken your responsibility so seriously and have become such an important part, an integral part of this community that you're in. And so I think I've given the audience around the country the intro to you and the radio station. So I think we've scratched each other's back enough.
Good.
So that we can get into some of the issues. And I guess I kind of want to, because this program plays on a couple of hundred stations around the country every weekend, and it does profile the hot hits in talk radio as determined by the research at Talkers Magazine. But when you do a local program, you have a little different nuance. Now, it may be that you talk some about what's going on in Washington or what's going on the border or what's going on around the world, but you have a special spin on it because you're expected to talk about these issues from the local point of view, but you're also expected to take on, and you do this so well, the issues that are important in your part of New Jersey. So I guess I'd be curious, and I think everybody else would be, just for the heck of it, what are the two or three big issues that you and your audience have been talking about this past week that affect you in Atlantic City and in New Jersey?
And I think you hit the nail on the head. And what we also find is we're not from another planet. The things that are important around the country are important here. The things that are important in your neck of the woods are important here. My program of more than 27 years is at times hyper-local, mm-hmm. at times a metro sort of driven atmosphere, and about half the program is a national type of perspective where I don't do it any differently than you would or Sean Hannity would or my friend Brian Kilmeade would. So about half the program is local to hyper-local, and half the program is national. If you say over the last week, as you know, Doug, I fill in for Fox News Radio, and I've been very, very pleased. It's been quite a bit over the past more than a year now. And on Wednesday of last week, I was filling in for Todd Starnes from 12 noon to 3 p.m. on all the Fox News syndicated radio networks. And what was initially said to be a small plane crash that quickly turned into a helicopter crash landing was happening in real time. And I hearken back, Doug, to September 11, 2001, when during my morning show shift, all of a sudden right before the 9 o'clock break on September 11th, we hear a small plane has crashed into the World Trade Center. Soon after, that was corrected to a commercial airline plane, and the second plane, and the third plane, and the Pentagon, and the Western Pennsylvania. And I have to say, until we could get a handle that this was an accident, you can't help but go back. I was back in a 9/11/2001 mindset. So that's one issue. I've got to say that one because we were on in real time when it was going down. Yeah. So there's one.
Yeah. I remember, just as an aside, and McFadden will remember this as well, I was on the air doing the Good Day program at the time. You know, I've been doing a syndicated morning program. It's my 32nd year of doing what was originally a Good Day program, now called the DJV Show. That's not necessarily connected to our countdown, but it really it gives me the broad background and conversation to be able to speak about some of these things intelligently. I remember staying on the air that morning at 8:46. A lady named Roberta Fasanelli was on the air with me, and she's in New York, and she's watching this on television. And then I turned on the TV, and Richie turned on. Because one of the things about this, the way I do it, Harry, is that I'm in one place, and the other people that are participating in the program are, like you, in different locations, and we put them all together. Yeah. So we looked at this, and it looked like a small plane at first, and then it just quickly went to a real serious situation. And so as you're blending the story about how you felt regarding the crash, then we focus the number seven issue this week on the countdown is John Stewart testifying before Congress, really berating them, appropriately so, on behalf of the responders, the first responders on September 11th, 2001. I wonder how you handled that in your conversation on your program and your station.
Doug, I'm so happy you asked, because that was the second item. If you said, and what's your second item, it is that. I'm so proud of John Stewart for what he did. Now, in fairness, there were only two members of the committee not there. It was a bigger room for a larger committee. However, his point was still fair, slightly inaccurate, but I know this. The perception is Stewart won. He carried the day.
Oh, yeah.
It's pure what he did. I usually disagree with him on many things, but I took the position, I led our program on the morning after he did what he did, and said how proud of him I was, how much I agreed with what he did. I thought if we're talking about cutting funds from people dying from cancer, the gentleman that you can hardly hear because he's on a 69th round of chemo, that's probably not going to be with us very much longer, or scores of others dying from cancer and leukemia and mesothelioma, I, as a conservative talk show host, could not have been more proud or given more praise to John Stewart. I loved what he said. I loved how he dressed them down. And I couldn't be happier for what he did. And hopefully that kind of lashing that they took from him will have some effect, because he has the cachet to be able to do that kind of thing. And as somebody that typically disagrees with him in terms of his ideology and mine, he was spot on.
Well, one of the things that is a problem, I think, today, and you and I talked about that at dinner last Friday night, how we become so polarized. But to be specific about the John Stewart, the testimony and what's really going on, you got to wonder, as Americans, why? Why is this happening?
Yeah.
How is it that people are so absent from their job, their responsibility, they're so busy arguing about ideology in Washington that they're not doing their job? And so,
because they can't walk back to their district and go, see, look what I did for you. It only affects people in New York City, mm-hmm. and there's only one representative there that cares about it. The rest of them are looking out for their own or themselves.
Right. The voice of Rich McFadden.
Spending. Sorry.
Yeah, no, Victoria, I wanted you to jump in on this, too. Go ahead.
It's money they can cut, and they can say, oh, we cut money.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, where is it appropriate? Are people paying attention? Do you find your listeners, Harry, to be more acutely focused on issues than the average bear? Do you think they're more aware of what's going on, either because they're interested or because they're listening to you, or maybe both?
Yes, I've often said I believe my listeners are in the top 1%, however you want to say it, if you want to say 99 percentile in a favorable way, because they take the time to listen. Some take the time to call in. They care enough to listen so that you know that they're probably someone who would be under the profile of a likely voter. I think that 99% of my listeners never miss a single election, whether at the local level or primary elections or any of that. Absolutely. I also want to say to what Rich said, spot on.
I want to, before we run out of time here, acknowledge some of the great things that you do. As I said, you didn't hear me early on when I was talking about you, but you are basically the best example, or one of the best examples in the country, of someone who takes his or her job seriously. That is not just being on the air, but getting involved in the community. And sometimes I miss that, frankly. I've done local radio. The last time I really did it, I guess, well, more seriously, was when I was on KBC in Los Angeles a number of years ago. But I missed the local approach because I love doing things. When I was in Cincinnati, I did stuff like you running that charity golf open that has raised so much money. What did you raise? $800,000 in your...
Yes, sir.
I mean, that's fabulous stuff. And that's why you're there. And that's why you're as popular as you are. And you're a great example for other people around the country who are doing this, that are listening to this program right now. We can't forget why we're here. We're here to engage. We're here to enlighten. We're here to have some fun. We're here to do all kinds of things that are part of the human condition, the human element. And so I just pay great tribute and homage to you as a guy who gets it done, who's been doing this for a long time, and you got a lot of starch left in you. You're a credit to New Jersey and to our business, and so I was happy to have you on as a part of our talk radio review here. Harry Hurley in the morning on WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM in Atlantic City. Harry, my hat is off to you. Thank you for being here. It's nice to be able to blend the shows together and have a little bit of fun. We'll have to do it again sometime. Harry Hurley, 48 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Can you imagine going to jail and losing everything? Having your book banned? Sounds kind of crazy, doesn't it? Well, there's a fellow named Charles Pixley, and that's exactly what happened after he discovered a product called 714X and organized a team of doctors to do research and test it. In his book, Do No Harm with 714X, Pixley asked what happened to the healing arts in America. Cancer alone has become a big business. Is the FDA and Big Pharma holding back treatments and cures to protect their multi-billion dollar diagnosis and treatment businesses? After decades of research, months in prison, and 22 years of silence, Charles Pixley is speaking out again. His book, Do No Harm with 714X. You can get a copy of it for $10 when you use the promo code DJV at 714xbook.com. That's 714xbook.com, promo code DJV. Education is the best medicine. Our overview of lists. Don't we all just love lists? We have lists when we go to the grocery store. We have lists of the things we have to do today. Well, the folks Talkers magazine have a list as well. They prepare, after listening to lots of talk radio programs and hosts around the country, the 10 most talked about items, or, well, and the people too. On the people list, David Ortiz is at 10. Jon Stewart is at 9. Kellyanne Conway, number 8. Kim Jong-un at 7. Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris tied at 6. Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders at 5. Robert Mueller is still in the list. He's at number 4 even. John Dean is at 3. Nancy Pelosi at number 2. The back and forth frickin' frack stuff between her and Trump this week was pretty interesting. And the number 1 personality, the person most talked about, as you can imagine, the president, Donald Trump. That's number 1. He is number 1 on our people list. And that's the story from the folks at Talkers Magazine here on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for our top five overview of the hot hits in technology. The report from Victoria Keelan, the thing she's been reporting on actually all week long, here summarized in the top five. We start at number five with a kind of interesting news from Amazon. I guess that's the best way, that's the best adjective I come up with, Victoria. Interesting.
Yeah, well, Amazon is finding a way to get its rewards credit card into the hands of more people. And so what they've done is they have partnered with Synchrony Financial, and they're launching a program called Amazon Credit Builder. So this is for people who have really bad credit scores or people who are considered to be underbanked or unbanked, meaning that they don't have a bank account. And so this new Amazon card is a secured card. So if you open with a $500 deposit, then you have a $500 credit limit. And the nice thing is, the new card this new secured card gives you all the same perks as the Amazon reward card. You still get 5% back on cash purchases and things like that. And you can also graduate out of this once you demonstrate an ability to pay your bill on time. So this is in the Amazon Credit Builder. If you go to apply for the Amazon credit card, if you don't get approved for that, it will automatically prompt you to go to the Amazon Credit Builder instead.
Right. All right, there you go. Number four, interesting reality on Steven Spielberg and what he's doing now. This is a really interesting how this takes place technologically. Very interesting.
This was very kind of cool news this week from Steven Spielberg. He's writing a horror series that's meant to be watched on smartphones. But the twist is you'll only be able to watch it when it's dark outside. It's called Spielberg's After Dark. It will play out over 10 to 12 episodes exclusively on Quibi, which is a new app that's short for Quick Bites. That has been started by Jeffrey Katzenberg, the former Disney exec. And it is only going to be watched on smartphones. And so it will only be available at night, and this will be the internal clock of your phone will unlock this Quibi content for you, which is pretty cool. And so the clock will appear in the app, and that it will count down until the moment that the sun disappears. Then you'll be able to watch the Spielberg show, and as soon as it's light out again, it goes away. And so Quibi is going to launch in 2020, in the spring of 2020. They have a few little things that are going to be launching before that, but it will cost $4.99 a month for the ad-supported version and $7.99 a month for ad-free.
There you go. Number three on our way to number one on our overview of the hot hits from the world of technology. the hack that took place in the Philadelphia court system, or at least their online system.
Victoria. Yep, Philadelphia is still dealing with this. This has been several weeks now, and it's kind of just leaking out to the mainstream media. But the Philadelphia courts have had a horrible problem with a big hack that basically spread malware throughout their computers, so they had to shut down the entire system so it wouldn't spread further. And in the meantime, this is creating lots of havoc. People can't report to jury duty. They don't know if they need to report to jury duty. The court system is trying to answer questions on Twitter. It's pretty much a huge mess. And Baltimore is also still dealing with the ransomware attack that they had a couple months ago. So this is something that is prompting a lot of conversation amongst major cities. How can they protect themselves? And then once they are attacked, how do you properly deal with it?
Number two, a Google alert. Google, I love saying that word. Google.
Yeah, Google is updating its SOS alerts with more real-time information about areas affected by natural disasters and a new navigation warning that will help you using Google Maps to route around the danger, which is pretty cool. So they have some more detailed visual information as well about earthquakes, hurricanes, and floods. And for hurricanes, Google will attempt to forecast the route and then display a crisis notification card in Google Maps if you're in an affected area. Flood forecasts will show an overlay on the map of affected areas as well. And then for earthquakes, you will get a crisis notification, which will show you the epicenter, the magnitude, and the areas affected. And then Google Maps will show you how to navigate safely around them.
All right, number one, a focus on the federal communications clowns.
Commission. Well, yeah, well, I know exactly. It is clowns. But in this case, the FCC is actually doing something, and they're cracking down on illegal robocalls. And the commission voted to allow cell phone carriers to automatically block them on behalf of customers. Now, 26.3 billion robocalls were placed to the U.S. just last year. That's a lot of robocalls. And everyone who even works in the FCC, including the chairman, Ajit Pai, has complained about getting these robocalls constantly on their phone. Everyone with a cell phone gets them. It's really annoying. So now, really, the ball is in the court of all of the major cell phone carriers to see, are they going to charge customers for blocking it, or will it be included?
There it is. Top five technology stories. Thank you, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
The decline of moral values in American culture seems to be in sync with the rejection of the teachings of mainstream American churches. According to churchathome.org, most Americans selecting none as their religious affiliation still believe in God, but are disillusioned with modern American Christianity. Churches are seen as too judgmental and too political and not relevant to solving the problems of modern life. We at Pacific Justice Institute work to combat this false perception by showing how real Christianity can practically and lovingly solve problems through the integration of law, politics, and faith.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Done what we can to deter this. The Iranians should understand very clearly that we will continue to take actions that deter Iran from engaging this kind of behavior. I made a number of calls to my colleagues around the world yesterday. I am confident we will have partners that understand this threat.
Pompeo tells Fox News Sunday that intelligence officials have lots of data and evidence that's tying Iran to alleged attacks on two oil tankers that were traveling near the Strait of Hormuz, the transit route for Arab oil shipments to Asia. Argentina's state news agency says most of the nation's power grid is back up and running after a massive blackout left tens of millions of people without electricity. Argentina had restored Sunday at least 90% of the country's electricity. Power had also been restored to most of Uruguay's 3 million people. The massive blackout that hit Argentina, Uruguay, and Paraguay was being described by the Argentine president as an unprecedented failure in the country's power grid. A government watchdog says nursing facilities have failed to report thousands of serious cases of potential neglect and abuse of Medicare beneficiaries to authorities, even though reporting is required.
Auditors with the Health and Human Services Inspector General's office focused on episodes serious enough that the patient was taken straight from a nursing facility to a hospital emergency room. The Inspector General is calling for new attention on protecting frail patients. Medicare says it's currently doing that and agrees that training must be improved for nursing home staff and inspectors.
It's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Investigators scoured Medicare billing records. More at townhall.com.
Maybe you'd like to know what exactly Relief Factor is. It was created by doctors. It's a 100% drug-free supplement with four key ingredients that simply help your own body deal with the natural inflammatory response that it has. It's easy to swallow, four little capsules in each packet, like the packet that I carry with me at all times. Three packets a day for a week, then two packets a day for 2 weeks, and I have just described the three-week quick start. And you will know in 3 weeks, that's the beauty of it, whether it works. They don't drag you on. That costs just $19.95. There's a very good chance that a very serious percentage of my listeners suffer from some sort of muscular or joint pain. You should try this for $19.95. That's all you can lose. If it works, they will send it to you automatically. If it doesn't work, tell them not to send any shipments. And it's as simple as that. It is all at ReliefFactor.com. I've been using it for years now. ReliefFactor.com.
There is a new number one in theaters this weekend, but it's not doing much to revive a slumping box office.
We are a rumor.
Men in Black International.
Recognizable only as Deja Vu. And dismissed just as quickly.
It was the top drawing movie in theaters this weekend, but earned a mere $28.5 million, according to studio estimates Sunday.
Men in Black has been compromised.
The three previous Men in Black movies all topped $50 million, and that's not accounting for inflation.
Every pet knows it's a dangerous world.
The Secret Life of Pets 2 slips to number 2 in its second weekend.
Aladdin has to open it.
While Disney's Aladdin hangs in at number 3. I'm Ben Thomas.
Birthdays on Sunday, author Joyce Carol Oates turned 81 years old. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. German chemical and pharmaceutical giant Bayer pledging to invest $5.5 billion over the next decade in developing, quote, additional methods to combat weeds.
The announcement comes as Bayer is engaged in legal battles in the U.S. Plaintiffs claim that subsidiary Monsanto's Roundup weed killer caused cancer. So far, rulings in three cases have gone against Bayer. Bayer argues that studies have established that Roundup's active ingredient is safe. The company makes clear it is standing by the product. Bayer acquired Monsanto last year for $6.3 billion. Rich Thomason reporting.
India's recent national election delivered a historic victory of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Hindu Nationalist Party, but also exposed the influence of money, power, and questionable morality on the world's largest democracy. The lower house of parliament convenes on Monday. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Prescription drugs require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive Little Blue Pill is now generic.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hey folks, up first this time around, the second half of an episode of the George Burns and Gracie Allen Show. Then we get very dark as we enter the weird circle. At the end of our previous broadcast, George was running for political office and Gracie was dreaming big. It's from May 25th, 1943.
The possibility of George running in the school board election is not the kind of news Gracie can keep to herself. She's on the telephone now telling her girlfriend, Tootsie Sagwell.
Well, yes, Tootsie, it is wonderful, but we're afraid Miss Pringle might prefer George's rival, Mr. Hutch, because he's a family man. Well, it would help George if we had children, Tootsie. Then he could understand their thinking and try to bring his mind up to the level of theirs. Oh, no, I don't think it would take him long. What? Oh, there's someone at the back door, Tootsie. I'll call you later. Goodbye. Oh, it's a little boy. Hello, little boy.
Hello. Would you like to buy some lemonade?
Well, is it good?
Sure it's good. I made it myself. Mr. Beasley at the store gave me the lemons because they were rotten.
Oh, my goodness. That lemonade must taste terrible.
Well, Emery likes it.
Who's Emery, your brother?
I don't think so. He's a frog. Would you like to see him?
Well, yes. Where is he?
In the lemonade.
Oh, a frog in the lemonade. That's awful.
Oh, don't worry. He can swim like a fish.
Well, I don't think I care for any lemonade, thank you. Now, you better run along home and... Say, wait a minute. I have an idea. What's your name?
Wilbur. I'm named after my pop.
Well, Wilbur, you look like a handsome, intelligent little boy.
I like you. You're silly.
Oh, thank you very much, and the same to you. Wilbur, how would you like to be my little son for this afternoon?
Ooh, I like that.
Oh, good. There's a lady coming over here today, and I want you to call me Mama in front of her. And when my husband comes in, I want you to call him Daddy.
How will I know him? What's he look like?
Oh, George? Well, he's sort of, he's kind of, well, he's rather, he's hard to describe. But anyway, remember to call him Daddy.
Okay.
Mama's darling. Wilbur, this is somebody I want you to meet.
Hello, Daddy.
Oh, no, no, no. This isn't Daddy. This is my little son, Herman.
Oh, gee. He's cute. I'd rather have him to my baby brother.
You would?
Yeah. Gee, you were smart. You sent the baby back and kept the stork.
Oh, no, no. Herman isn't a stork. He's a duck. Stork has long legs like Gary Cooper. Herman has legs like his daddy, George. Haven't you, Herman? Herman! Herman, there's a child present. And I want you to be very nice to Wilbur because he's going to be Mama's new little son.
What?
I said this is Mama's new little son. Oh, Herman. Herman Burns, you're jealous, aren't you? You are, too. But if you'll stop crying, Mama will do something nice for you.
Really?
Yes, really. She'll let you go out in her rose garden and dig some of those nice big worms. But Herman, don't forget to give half of them to Wilbur. Oh, Herman, shame on you.
Gee, little ducky, I like you. Let's be pals.
Excuse Herman. He's been cross all day. I guess he got up on the wrong side of George's hat this morning.
Oh.
Now, you better run home and ask your father if it's all right for you to be my little boy.
Okay, but Pop won't mind. Now, if he can get somebody to take Mama, He'll really be happy.
Took care of that. I'll bet no other wife in the world fixes things for her husband like I fix them for George.
Oh, Gracie, I thought I'd wear a dark suit to impress Miss Pringle. Does it look all right?
Oh, lovely. And George, I know something else that's going to impress Miss Pringle.
What?
You're going to be a father.
A father?
Uh-huh. Surprise?
Surprise? Gracie, are you sure?
Well, it's practically certain.
Well, when do you expect it?
This afternoon.
This afternoon?
Uh-huh.
But why didn't you tell me sooner?
Well, it just occurred to me 5 minutes ago.
Well, gee, it's awfully sudden, but I'm tickled to death. Imagine having a child.
Oh, I thought you'd be pleased. And to think we wouldn't have had the little fellow if it hadn't been for lemonade.
Lemonade? You don't say.
Yes, it was lemonade that brought little Wilbur to us.
Wilbur?
Yes, that's our child. He's named after his father.
His father?
Yes. You see, Wilbur is a little boy who's going to pretend he's our son, so Miss Pringle will be impressed.
Oh, so that's it.
Yes, that's... Why, George, you didn't think... Oh, you're cute.
Well, Wilbur got his father's permission to pose as George and Gracie's son. And now we find the Burnses awaiting the arrival of Miss Pringle, the head of the school board.
Now, George, you've got to be very nice to Miss Pringle if you want that job on the school board.
Oh, don't worry. I'll be nice to her.
Remember that she's an old maid, so ask her if she's found anybody under her bed lately.
Yes, I'll be sure to do that.
Yeah, and tell her how well you know children. Explain that you know much more about a child than the average person because your own mother had one.
Yes, my father had one, too.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Oh, well, that's all the better.
Oh, sure. By the way, where is Wilbur?
He's upstairs getting dressed. I wanted him to look really nice, so he's putting on your gray flannel shorts.
My gray flannels aren't shorts.
They are now, dear.
Oh, fine. Well, I hope the little brat behaves himself. I told him to be polite to old Moose Face. And I also...
Oh, there she is. Now, I'll answer it, dear.
Mrs. Burns?
Yes?
I'm Patience Pringle.
Oh, come right in, Miss Pringle. This is Mr. Burns, my husband. Or, as he'll soon be known, George Burns, the educator.
How do you do, Miss Pringle?
How do you do? I came here, Mr. Burns.
May I hang up your hat?
No, thank you. I came here to inquire...
Your cane?
That's an umbrella. I don't carry a cane.
Oh, isn't she wonderful, George? At her age, she doesn't use a cane.
Just how old do you think I am, Mrs. Burns?
Well, I don't know, but you certainly do look young for it.
Gracie, I'd like to talk to Miss Pringle.
Oh, go right ahead, dear. As long as you talk to women like Miss Pringle, I'll never be jealous. I mean, the reason I wouldn't be jealous of you is because you're so nice, not because you're so unattractive.
Gracie, Miss Pringle came here to talk about the school board.
Oh, yes. Well, my husband has some marvelous ideas on education, Miss Pringle.
Yes, indeed, some wonderful ideas.
Well, for instance, he wants to do away with history altogether.
Yes, huh?
George says, why should children study the life of Alexander the Great just because he invented the telephone?
Look, Miss Pringle.
Mr. Burns, it is becoming apparent that you're not the man for our school board.
But, Miss... I'll be right back.
Hiya, George. Did you get on the school board?
Oh, no, I'm sunk, Bill. Miss Pringle is here, and Gracie has killed any chance I ever had.
Oh, well, don't worry. I'll put her back in a good humor. I've got a way with old maids.
Are you sure you can handle it?
Look, George, you know Carson, the cabinet maker?
Yes.
I get a 10% cut on every hope chest he sells. Mm. Lead me to her.
Well, okay, come on. Miss Pringle, may I present Mr. Goodwin?
How do you do?
Well, not Miss Pringle, the president of the school board.
Yes.
Oh, no, you're hardly old enough to be out of school yourself.
Oh, Mr. Goodwin, I've been out of school for, several years.
Well, how can it be Miss Pringle? How can such an attractive woman be unmarried?
Well...
Oh, I know, you don't want people to call you a child bride.
Nice going, Bill.
Miss Pringle, I wonder if you'd allow me the pleasure of taking you out sometime. We might hit a few of the night spots, huh?
Well, it might be arranged.
Oh, well, well. Tell me, Miss Pringle, do you like bubble water?
Well, perhaps a little.
Oh, great. We'll drop a bar of swan in our finger bowl.
Swan?
Yes, that's Swan, the new white floating soap that's four swell soaps in one. It's a soap for dishes, for light laundry, a baby soap, and a toilet soap. How about it, Miss Pringle? Shall we fill our pockets with Swan and make a night of it?
Well, I don't know, Mr. Goodwin. People might say I was robbing the cradle.
Oh, no, Pringy. You wouldn't be robbing the cradle. No, there'd be plenty of Swan left for bathing the babies. And, say, did you know that Swan is purer than finest castiles? And Swan's extra mildness is just what the doctor ordered for baby's bath. Because it is extra mild, it's not only great for baby, it's great for anybody's complexion. And remember, you can break Swan in two.
Bill, what about me?
Well, you can too, George. Even a weakling can break Swan in two. Use one half for dishes and light laundry and the other half for your tub or shower, or for bathing the baby.
Bill, I thought you were going to put in a good word for me.
Oh, I am, George. Miss Pringle, I understand you're looking for a man to be on the school board.
That's right.
Well, I know just the man. He's brilliant and charming.
Thanks, Bill.
He's had a wonderful education.
Thanks.
And he's an outstanding leader in the community.
Really? Well, who is he?
Me. But unfortunately, I can't accept the job, so why not take George?
Thanks, chum.
Oh, you're welcome, pal. Call on me anytime. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, Mr. Burns, if that charming Mr. Goodwin says you're the man for our school board, the matter's closed. I would see that you're appointed immediately.
Well, thanks very much, Miss Pringle.
Well, isn't that marvelous, George? Miss Pringle, you couldn't have made a wiser choice than my husband. And just so you'll be sure of it, I want you to meet our son. George, call Wilbur.
Look, Gracie, the whole thing is settled. Don't you think
that... Oh, Wilbur!
Yes, Mama?
Miss Pringle, this is Wilbur.
How do you do, Sonny?
I'm very pleased to make your acquaintance, Miss Pringle.
Well, what a polite little boy.
Sure. Ain't you the old moose face my daddy told me to be polite to?
Moose face?
Oh, Wilbur, shame on you. A moose has horns growing out of its head. Now, did you see the difference?
Miss Pringle, let me explain.
I have never been so insulted in my entire life.
Oh, now, Miss Pringle, I'm sure you have.
I am leaving here this instant.
But look, Miss Pringle.
I will recommend Mr. Hutch for the school board. And as for you, Mr. Burns, I hope the next board you sit on gives you a splinter. Good day.
Well, I hope you're satisfied, Gracie. Just when everything was going fine, you had to drag that kid in here and that silly, ugly, idiotic dope of a kid.
Gee. What you must say behind my back.
Well, don't you worry, George. We'll find some other way of getting you on the school board.
A fat chance.
Well, we will. You know what I always say? More cats than one are away skinning.
Yeah, they're taking advantage of the nice weather.
Oh, maybe Miss Pringle has changed her mind. Come in.
Hello, folks. My name is Hutch.
Oh, my former rival of the school board, huh?
That's right. I just saw Miss Pringle outside, and she told me the news. Tough luck, old man.
Tough luck. I'd be on the board right now if it wasn't for this kid here.
Oh, that's so? Well, nice work, Wilbur. Come on home, son.
Okay, Pop.
Gracie, did you hear that? Wilbur's his kid.
Why, George, you're as white as a sheet. Here, drink this.
Thanks. Oh, this stuff is horrible. What is it?
Lemonade.
Lemonade?
Yeah.
From May 25th, 1943, and that sounded to me like the role of Hutch played by a subdued Mel Blanc. Usually featured on the Burns and Allen Show as the Happy Postman. I'm Greg Bell, and next on Win Radio Was, we'll enter the weird circle for the Knightsbridge mystery. Right after this.
chest at his repair opens at noon today with Action News Now $1 Wednesday for all patrons. And Waterworks Park Kids Day with free admission for kids 12 and under.
Pick up your coupon for Carnival wristband discount in the main fair office.
Daily entertainment with Hypnotist.
Comedy and entertainment galore, including a tribute to Van Halen.
Tomorrow is Action News Now Free Senior Day
with loads of music starting at 5 p.m.
Shasta District Fair today through Saturday.
I want you to want me.
Get ready for a musical institution. Cheap Trick Live. Saturday, July 6th, 7:30, Reading Civic Auditorium. An unbelievable night filled with all the hits. Cheap Trick. 40 years, and the legacy continues. Cheap Trick in an unforgettable performance. Saturday, July 6th, 7:30, Reading Civic Auditorium. Tickets on sale now at readingcivic.com, the Reading Civic box office, or by calling 530-229-0022.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Welcome back to When Radio Was as we enter the weird circle for the Knightsbridge Mystery by 19th century British author Charles Reed. This broadcast is from October 17th, 1943.
The Weird Circle. In this cave by the restless sea, we are met to call from out the past stories strange and weird. Bellkeeper, toll the bell, so all may know we are gathered again in the Weird Circle. Again, their immortal tale, the Knightsbridge Mystery.
Saturday night, I killed Gardner. That's the incredible part. I killed him. It is sitting here next to me now, sitting in his usual chair by the fireplace here at the old Knightsbridge Inn, acting as if nothing unusual had happened. How can a man be dead and alive at the same time? I remember the whole thing so clearly. It was just 2 days ago. 2 short days ago. Last Saturday, to be exact. Gardner's a landowner and had just collected his rents. The banks were closed, so he hid the money in his room here. And his room is next to mine. And it was all so easy. It was raining that day. Yes, it was raining hard enough to drown out the screams of a man being murdered. Gardner, Professor Nelson, and myself were sitting around the fire, just as we're sitting now. And I needed money. Needed it desperately. Well, not for myself, I don't count anymore, but for my son, my boy Jack. He's 21, and a man needs money to keep his son in college. I'd done everything I could think of to raise that money. I'd even worn various disguises, wigs and makeup, and sat on the steps of the bank in London to beg for farthings. Imagine it. Me, Captain Cowan, being a beggar on the streets. And Gardner was rich, fat, rich, and alone. Nobody would miss him. That is, nobody but his fat, sleek cat. And I had my son, my boy, Jack. I remember everything that happened that Saturday night. The three of us, Gardner, Professor Nelson, and myself, were sitting around the fireplace, and it was raining.
Nasty night, isn't it, Mr. Gardner?
Yes, quite nasty, Professor Nelson. You know, I don't see why you scientists don't do something about the weather.
Well, many men have thought about that very thing.
Thinking. Oh, they ought to take action. Thought is idle. Action brings results. Oh, think me if I haven't coined an epigram.
Yes. They were talking about the weather, and I was thinking about killing Gardner. He had to die. That was obvious. And soon, too. But how? And who would be the scapegoat to hang for the deed? Somebody would have to be somebody. But who?
I couldn't have managed to go downtown in this rain, even if the banks hadn't opened today, blast it. Oh, it's confounded uncomfortable keeping large sums of money about you because of a conspiracy between the weather and the Bank of England.
Well, surely the money is safe enough here, Mr. Gardner.
One would think so, but you never can tell. Nothing makes a man more jumpy than keeping a large sum of money in his top bureau drawer.
Of course, there's always the danger of robbery.
Robbery, yes.
Or murder.
Murder, Captain Cowan? Oh, nobody in the Gardner family has died for generations. We gardeners just don't die. Rather set against that sort of thing.
You've made up your mind to it, eh, Gardner?
Quite, Professor.
That should have been my first hint. He himself definitely said he couldn't die. Yes, he said it then, but I thought he was joking. Nobody ever knew whether he was joking or not. He had a dry, soft way of joking, but I didn't realize that then. I just sat there when the door opened and the chambermaid came in to tidy up. I was hoping that everybody would remain quiet so I could think the whole thing out. But she came toward us and...
Anything I can do for you before I retire for the night, Professor Nelson?
No, nothing, Barbara, nothing.
Mr. Gardner?
No, thanks. Egad, girl, get your rest.
You, Captain Cowan?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I've got to get on to London tonight.
Tonight, Captain, in this weather?
Yes, Mr. Gardner, important business. So if it's not too much trouble, Barbara, you might tell the hostler, Mr. Cox, to saddle my horse.
I ain't going down to the stables to see Mr. Cox, Captain. He ain't a man, Dan Cox, ain't. He's a beast, he is.
Oh, come, Barbara. Poor Dan Cox is no beast. He's an unfortunate victim of an accident, which has reduced his mentality to that of a small child.
Child, is it, Professor? He's an idiot. He'll murder a human someday, he will.
Oh, it's not that bad, Barbara.
Why, you're the last person I'd expect to speak decent of him, Captain. He don't like you. He says he remembers you from somewhere. He don't remember, though. And I says to him, not to talk about a fine gentleman like you, I says.
Oh, there ought to be a hospital for the mentally unsound. Not only for idiots like poor Dan Cox, but for men whose minds are warped and twisted. And those people may be completely harmless, but they need medical care.
Do you think so, Professor?
I'm sure of it. I've conducted many interesting psychological experiments on the subject, Captain. I've even known men who think they've committed a crime.
Is there anything else, gentlemen?
No, thank you, Barbara.
Good night, Barbara.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Barbara.
You interest me, Professor.
It's a fascinating subject, Cowan. There was a man once who thought he had murdered his wife and two children. He went to the station house, confessed the murder, and then killed himself.
And he hadn't committed a crime at all?
No, not at all. No, not at all.
Well, gentlemen, you must excuse me. If I'm going to get to London tonight, I must be off. Good night, gentlemen.
Good night, Carl.
I shut the door behind me, very casually, just as if I really were going to London. I walked to the stable through the heavy rain. You see how clever I was? And they thought I was going to London, and they didn't even suspect that Gardner was going to die. The dark rainy night was perfect for the murder, and Daniel Cox appeared to me to be a likely victim for the law. He was an idiot, a poor fool who would be completely helpless in my hands, and the townspeople would obviously believe anything against Dan Cox. I knocked on the stable door. Dan Cox! Dan Cox! Hello. Hello, Dan. I came down to visit you.
Did you? Did you?
Mind if I come in?
In here with me and your horses.
Cox, you like me, don't you?
I like everybody. Everybody. Everybody I like. Me and the horses. I saw you once. Somewhere. Somewhere. But where, Captain? Where? Where?
You're imagining things, Cox.
I've been looking at you, Captain Cowan, trying to remember.
I've never seen you before I came to this inn, Cox.
Didn't you now? Didn't you? I wonder where...
Well, I didn't come here, Cox, to argue. I came down here as a friend to ask a favor.
Favor, Captain?
You like this one, Cox. Barbara sent me down here to ask you to do her a favor.
Barbara did? Barbara? Pretty Barbara.
Yes, she is, Cox. And she likes you. She told me that she wouldn't trade all the fine gentlemen at the inn for you.
For me? Nobody likes me.
Why, you misjudge yourself, Dan Cox. She asked me to get her a lock of your hair and a piece of your coat as a going-away gift.
Is Barbara going away?
Yes, day after tomorrow. She's leaving the inn for good.
A lock of my hair and a piece of my coat.
Yes, I know. Yeah. Women are funny. Hard to tell what they're thinking. Well, will you give it to me?
Are you lying, are you? Are you?
Here, take my pocket knife. Here, you can snip it off yourself.
Thank you, Captain. Thank you. Here's the cloth in the air. Nobody ever liked me before. Just my horses. My horses.
Thank you, Cox.
Why do you look at me like that, Captain?
I was thinking what a lucky man you are, Cox. Oh, will you bridle my horse before you turn in for the night? I'll be leaving for London shortly.
Yes, I'll bridle Queenie right away.
Walked back to the inn to say goodbye in case anyone was around. I had thought the whole plan out so carefully. Now I had evidence. The kind of evidence police officers look for. A piece of Cox's coat was to be found on the edge of Gardner's bed, and a lock of Cox's hair in the dead man's hand. That circumstantial evidence. The plan was working perfectly. I walked briskly to the door, opened it. Professor Nelson was sitting by the fire, looking into the flames. When I walked in, he started suddenly.
Oh, haven't you left for London yet, Captain Cowan?
Not yet, Professor. Where's Mr. Gardner?
Oh, he took his cap with him and went up to bed. He was tired. Won't you join me by the fire?
Some other time, Professor. But tonight I'd better start if I'm ever going to get there.
Oh, yes, indeed, yes. Oh, midnight. Oh, I must be tired. My reflexes work by the clock, sir. Definitely by the clock. I think I'd better retire myself. Oh, well, Captain. Pleasant journey. Good night.
Good night.
Oh, why don't you sleep here and wait till tomorrow, sir? Traveling's difficult in this weather.
Sorry. I have important business in London, Professor.
We'll be back with the second act of The Weird Circle after this short break. Stay tuned.
Personal notice, danger's my stock and trade. If the job's too tough for you to handle, you got a job for me, George Valentine. Write full details.
It's Bob Bailey as troubleshooter for hire, George Valentine, in Radio Spirit's exciting 8-CD collection, Let George Do It, Sweet Poison. This man of many talents will take on just about any job for a price. Let George Do It, Sweet Poison is regularly $31.95. But today, when Radio Woz listeners can order it for just $19.95, that's more than 35% off. Plus, get free shipping. Get your copy at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code GEORGE33.
George!
Come on, Angel.
Order Let George Do It, Sweet Poison today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code GEORGE33. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
The savings are heating up during our Radio Spirits Summer Super Sale. Get your biggest online discounts of the year at radiospirits.com and save at least 30% off all classic radio products. Plus, get free shipping. That's right, at least 30% off and free shipping. Go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SUMMER30 now. Don't let the summer super sale cool off before you get at least 30% off all classic radio products online today. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and remember offer code SUMMER30. That's radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248. And don't forget offer code SUMMER30. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer does not apply to DVDs, books, merchandise, or music.
How do you have an effective food plot without disking, fertilizing, and spraying? I'll share right after this message.
For over 20 years, Higdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard-body decoys. Ultra lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic high-contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper-feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex stake system delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
To have food plots without disking and spraying, you need to do it by the Buffalo method. And Dr. Grant Woods of Growing Deer TV is an expert in it. When you plant, use a no-till drill and put the seed directly in the ground without tilling. When you terminate weeds or other plants, use a crimper, which is like a buffalo going through the prairie. To learn more, go to drawntowildlife.com and remember the seasons never end.
Welcome back to The Weird Circle and the Knightsbridge Mystery on When Radio Woz.
I stood in the living room, watching the old scholar slowly climb the stairs. He walked slowly, refusing to be hurried. And then I heard his door open and close. And I knew he was in his room. Then I waited for a short time and started to creep up the stairs to my room. I had to prepare my makeup for the change from the genius Cowan to the idiot Cox. Gardner had to die. In less than a half hour, I had completed the transition. I stood in front of the mirror looking at myself. I'd done a good job. That I knew. The disguise was perfect. I was no longer Cowan. I was Cox, battered, bulbous nose and a raggedy coat and dagger. I crept slowly to my window and opened it, planning every move, and I was clever. So very clever. Then I crept carefully out on the ledge. Gardner's window was open and barely 4 feet away. I moved slowly over the ledge like a cat in the night, step by step. The panel was slippery from the rain, and the night was dark. Dark. I could hear Gardner's heavy breathing as I crept through his window to his room. He was asleep. There was no moon in the sky this night to give me away. I walked slowly to his bedside, dagger upraised, and then... Cat. I'd almost forgotten his fat, sleek cat. Oh, I'd forgotten that mewing, spewing cat. But I was clever. I worked faster. Right to Gardner's bedside, and then I plunged the dagger.
The knife
went in deeply. And I remember his last breath. It was like the sound of a dying fire or the moaning of the wind, a futile gasping. And then he was dead. Dead. You see, I did kill him. I remember every single detail, and I was so clever. So very clever. I remember my cleverness. I killed him. And yet he's alive. Gardner's alive. Sitting here, next to me. I stood by his bedside and pulled the knife out of his heart. I placed a piece of Cox's coat on the edge of the bedside and a piece of his hair in the dead man's hand. Then ruffled up the bedclothes and started my search of the room. I opened the drawers, the closets. Every single hiding place possible was combed for the money. I heard footsteps outside the door.
Did I hear somebody scream out? Is anything wrong? Funny, I thought I heard.
I had to work quickly. Get the money. Then I remembered Gardner had said it was in the top bureau drawer in the corner. Yes, in the top bureau drawer. And there it was. A knock on the door disturbed me.
Mr. Gardner, did you call me?
I didn't know what to do. Answer and pretend I was Gardner. That seemed logical and clever. I strained my voice and called out.
Oh, yes, Barbara. What do you want now, girl?
I heard someone scream, and I thought that beast Cox was in your room, Mr. Gardner.
No, everything's all right. Good night, girl.
Good night, sir.
I had to get out of there as soon as possible. Back to my room, and out of the window, over the ledge. It had stopped raining. The moon was coming out, a bright full moon. It outlined my shadow on the ledge. And I remembered my own cleverness. If I was seen, they wouldn't see me. They'd see Cox, the half-wit Cox. I climbed in my window, clutching the money. I thought for a moment I'd seen someone on the lawn watching me. Once in my room, I removed my makeup. I prepared to leave. With one clean stroke, the murdering Cox had disappeared. And I was cowering again. I opened the door to the hall. I crept down the hall to the stairs. I noticed a candle burning in the parlor. The chambermaid was standing there in a pool of light, talking to Nelson. That was a hitch in my plans.
Professor, I tell you, I heard someone scream out. If you're half the man you claim to be, Professor, you'd go down to that stable and find out what Dan Cox is up to. It ain't no good, I'll tell you that.
Go back to bed, Barbara. Whatever Cox is up to, it can't be very dangerous. Go to bed, my dear. Good night.
Good night, sir.
Nelson started up the stairs. I had to hide, but where? The stairway was dark. I pressed myself against the wall into the shadows. Nelson came closer and closer. He was close enough to touch me. I could only pray he wouldn't look my way when he turned on the landing.
There's somebody up here. That silly woman is getting me all a flutter.
Then he continued on upstairs. The girl stood in the middle of the parlor, and I was trapped. My heart beat wildly. I crept on down the stairs to listen.
Who is it?
Barbara.
Oh.
Pretty, pretty Barbara. Oh. You understand me, you do. You can help me.
What are you doing at the inn, Dan Cox? Go on, get back to the stable.
You like me, don't you?
No.
I had to see somebody that likes me. Yes, I had to, cause I...
Get away from me. Get away from me, Cox.
I ain't gonna hurt you. Not hurt pretty Barbara.
Let go of my arm. Let go, Cox.
Barbara, pretty Barbara. I ain't two people, am I? I ain't two people.
You beast, you ape.
I saw myself standing on the ledge tonight, and I know myself by my nose and my ass.
Let me go,
Cox. It was me, standing on the ledge, looking down at me, standing on the grass near the end. Two people. They both can't be me. I'm not one. I'm two, yes. And it don't make sense.
Let me go. Cox, let me... Take your hands off my throat.
Pretty Barbara, pretty. Barbara. Barbara. Dead. I must be dreaming. That's it. Dreaming. I'll go back to the stable and go to sleep. When I wake up, this won't have happened. I've been dreaming all along. Else, how could I be sitting on the ledge looking down at me, sitting on the grass? I'll go back to the stable and wake up.
After this short break, we'll wrap up this episode of The Weird Circle.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected. This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Conclusion of The Weird Circle on When Radio Was.
Edith had fallen into my trap, and I was pleased, so pleased. I moved very carefully, very slowly, creeping to the parlor, and I stopped I looked at the still body of the girl, at the death-like quality of her face. I knew Cox would hang for a double murder. Yes, a double murder. That was fortunate for me. I opened the door, and the moon shone fully upon me. I hurried across the gravel path to the stable. My only thought was to get to London, to get to my boy, to my son, to Jack. I knocked on the door and called, Cox! Dan Cox!
Do I look asleep, Captain?
You look as if you might have been sleeping, Cox. Come, man, where's my horse?
Your horse? What horse?
Queenie. Is Queenie saddled?
I must be dreaming. I am asleep, ain't I, Captain? Because if I was awake, I couldn't be on the ledge and on the grass at the same time.
Do I have to get my horse myself, Cox?
I killed a woman, Captain. I killed her. Why am I two people? I killed her, and it's your fault, Captain. It's all your fault. I hate you. I hate you.
What are you talking about, Cox?
You don't know, do you? No, you don't know. You told me she liked me. You said she wouldn't trade me for all the fine gentlemen in the inn. You said in your lies. Because she hates
me. Are you insane, Cox? Do you think anyone would believe that story? The story of an idiot?
Idiot? I'm not an idiot. I had an accident a long time ago. A funny accident. And sometimes I can't remember. Sometimes I...
Stop it, Cox, and get my horse for me.
Sometimes I can remember clear. Like sometimes I can remember who you are. And then again I can't. And you made me kill her. And it's all your fault.
Fool, I'll teach you a lesson you'll never forget. Get out of my way! I'll saddle my horse myself. I rode off, leaving Cox sobbing like a baby in the corner. I went to London to my son. I paid his bills, gave him his allowance for the year, and hid the rest of the money on my person. And then, this morning, I returned to the inn and found this. These men sitting here at the old Knight's Bridge Inn, chatting gaily. Barbara was serving them tea as if nothing had happened. Nelson and Gardner asked me to join them by the fire. I sat down here, puzzled and confused. I know I killed him. I saw him die. And they started to talk. They've been talking for a half an hour like this, and I can't stand it anymore, just sitting here waiting.
Why, what's the matter with you anyway, Captain Cowan? You've been quiet as can be ever since you came back from London.
Yes, hasn't he? Amazing, isn't it?
I took a trip to London myself Monday morning, but I didn't come back in a sad mood. London cheered me. Yes, I had got rid of that confounded pack of money I was carrying around. It had me blasted and nervous.
Yeah, I can well imagine it did, Mr. Gardner. I hear you're in for congratulations, Captain Cowan.
Congratulations?
Yes, we heard you'd won a packet of money in the Irish sweepstakes, almost £500.
I didn't win money in the sweepstakes. I didn't.
Oh, nonsense, Captain. Don't try to keep that from us.
What are you trying to do to me? Drive me crazy? Drive me insane? I didn't win money in the sweepstakes. You're supposed to be dead, Gardner. Dead. You understand? I went through a lot of trouble to kill you. Yes, and I killed you with my own hands. And stole the money. And Barbara was dead, too. Cox killed her. You've got to believe me. I disguised myself to look like Cox, and I killed Gardner. Yes, I killed him. You're dead, Gardner. And the dead can't rise from the grave. They can't. They can't. Answer me. Don't stand there looking at me. Answer me. Professor. Professor, tell me the truth.
Yes, Captain Cowan, I'll tell you the truth. Barbara was not killed that night. She was merely frightened and fainted. But you murdered Mr. Gardner by your own confession. You'd planned a perfect crime. A crime so perfect that Cox might have hung for Gardner's death if it hadn't been my little experiment.
Experiment? What experiment?
A psychological experiment, Captain. You see, I looked up your record and found out that you were an old vaudeville actor and specialized in character parts. That's where Cox remembered you from. You were on the stage the day he had his accident. So I played your own trick back on you. The only way we could get you to admit your crime was to bring Gardner back to life. This gentleman is not Mr. Gardner. He's just an actor, cleverer at makeup than you ever were. No, Captain Cowan, I wouldn't try to escape. Your confession has been taken down, and the inn is surrounded by the police.
The Knightsbridge Mystery from October 17, 1943, based on a novel by 19th century English author Charles Reed. His best-known work is the 1861 novel The Cloister and the Hearth, which was a favorite of an even more famous UK-based writer. I'll name that Scottish fella, and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
There's no business like show. It is appealing.
MusicRewind.com presents Hollywood Hits, 60 original recordings from the golden age of Hollywood film, featuring your favorite stars, including Fred Astaire, Frank Sinatra, Judy Garland, Gene Kelly, and Marilyn Monroe, to name just a few.
Go wrong, because I'm in right. It's for sure, not for maybe, that I'm all dressed up tonight.
This 3-CD collection of enduring classics from the greatest musicals features songs from South Pacific, Guys and Dolls, Calamity Jane, Oklahoma, Carousel, Showboat, and many more.
What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again.
Order Hollywood Hits today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Pay just $19.98 for this 3-CD set of 60 songs from your favorite musicals. Plus, get a special bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code MUSICAL77.
I got a beautiful feeling, everything's going my way.
MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 now, and Hollywood Hits can be yours today for only $19.98. Remember promo code MUSICAL77 to get extra savings on shipping. That's MUSICAL77 at 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com now. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
How do you have an effective food plot without disking, fertilizing, and spraying? I'll share right after this message.
For over 20 years, Higdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard-body decoys. Ultra lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic, high-contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper-feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex stake system delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
To have food plots without disking and spraying, you need to do it by the Buffalo Method. And Dr. Grant Woods of Growing Deer TV is an expert in it. When you plant, use a no-till drill and put the seed directly in the ground without tilling. When you terminate weeds or other plants, use a crimper, which is like a buffalo going through the prairie. To learn more, go to drawntowildlife.com and remember, the seasons never end.
Radio was, or before the break, I mentioned that Charles Reed's 1861 novel, The Cloister and the Hearth, was a favorite of an even more famous UK-based writer. Sherlock Holmes creator Sir Arthur Conan Doyle once called The Cloister and the Hearth his favorite novel of all time. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done this time around. Be sure, though, to visit us at the website, winradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart.